time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, live from Western High School tonight as the Panthers host the Jackson High School Vikings. Joining me on top of the broadcast booth here in a beautiful Friday night is Tim Reimers, my sometimes fill-in co-host, the Professor Brian Haynes, enjoying the perks of retirement as he's...
I can't blame him one bit.
Away tonight, but glad that we had you waiting in the wings, Tim. We always have fun out of these broadcasts. You're an avid high school football spectator.
Yes.
And, of course, you played yourself, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we don't talk about that much anymore.
But we're glad to be here tonight. It's a great atmosphere for it. Always feels festive out here at Western High School when they get the public out for a home game. Of course, they've got the Jackson Popcorn Depot out here selling the corn, and the concessions are open. They got the grill out in front of the concessions, so that smell's been wafting up here throughout the afternoon so far. And we even got the student section filling in here for Western with the little red, white, and blue theme tonight for the Labor Day holiday weekend that's coming up.
I always love it when the band brings out an actual drum kit.
Yeah, I think we're in for something special.
Coming up soon.
Yeah, we're in for something a little special from the band tonight. I can see them lined up just in the distance waiting for their big entry for the first time of the 2025 high school football season. And I'm glad that this is our first matchup. It really is a heightened experience here. You got two teams from the area facing off, not common opponents. They don't play each other a lot, so this feels a little extra special. And I think with Jackson and Western, I think the players are aware of that. I think talking with some parents and some other people surrounding the team, they were saying, you know, they're always a little nervous, but this feels a little bit heightened. It feels a little bit important, even as it's a non-conference game. It's the first game of the year. I think they want to win.
There's still some talk around town.
Yeah.
About just a different thing. Parents work together, I'm sure. One has a son at Jackson, one has a son at Western, and it's just something that people can talk about when they get to work next Tuesday.
And I'm not sure what to expect from both of these teams, honestly. We haven't seen Jackson for a while. Of course, saw them in the regular season last year. They had a, I'll call it a disastrous end of the year. Got off to a 4-0 start and then lost the next six to get bounced from the playoffs right away. It just kind of feel like they lost control of it. I don't know how to explain it, but you got something that you're immediately looking to turn around if you're the Vikings. Meanwhile, Western had an uneven season, too. They started out with 3 in a row and then alternated win-loss the rest of the year, bounced from the playoffs right away. And that's been, weirdly enough, an uncommon feeling in Western here for the last few years. They've been really one of the better teams in the area, winning some district championship hardware and, you know, being conference champions, and certainly wanting to feel like they're atop that perch again and try to get back to that spot.
Those expectations have been risen or raising, whatever that word would be.
They're higher. No, it's true. And, you know, last year they come in 6-4, still a good year, a winning year, 4-2 in the league. But, again, 1-3 straight, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. And if that last one's a loss, if you don't win the championship, everybody's last game is a loss.
Yep.
But in that back and forth, I don't think they were used to that really consistently competitive team at Western. Lost in the pre-district to a good Hazlett team, 42-21. But new coach, Cody Bentley, and I don't think that's anything to do with, you know, an ouster for the old coach. He just saw his time was up and decided he wanted to move on to do something else. That's great when, you know, you can come through, have a good run as a coach here, have one of the more winning careers here, and then hand it off to another guy. And I think Coach Bentley said to Mark Daly this week on the radio, and or maybe it was Connor, but he said he wanted to build on what his predecessor had done rather than try to come in and do something new. Just kind of build on what they'd been doing, so then you get kids who are returning who can still, you know the playbook a little bit and understand what they're doing, but then you get to throw your own personal wrinkles into it and fine-tune it, I think. And Western, despite the new coach, feels like it's still going to be a continuation of what they've been doing.
That culture that has been built by the underclassmen a few years ago, now seniors, and hopefully they can build on some of that good momentum that they've had in the previous years.
No doubt about it. Well, Jackson, in the meantime, 4-6 last year, and again, all four of the first four games, you go 4-0 and then drop six straight. Not a good feeling. Coach Parker's going to come back in here and try to turn things around once again here, Jackson. I think when you think about the Vikings, or when I think about the Vikings, I think explosion. They have players who tend to make big plays on both sides of the football. The one place where they seem to be weak is the making the little plays, making the consistent plays, no mistakes. And I think coming out in week one, both coaches are going to be on the lookout for that. You got to be play as mistake-free as you can early in the year.
Sometimes those will kill a good drive, little bit of mistake or a turnover. And then sometimes that shifts the momentum of the game and then ultimately could be on the wrong end of the score.
And that, if I could say anything about watching Jackson over the last few years, that's something I think my broadcast partner, the professor Brian Haynes, would say the same thing, is that we've watched Jackson have games going in the right direction, things going very well, and then some kind of a mistake will happen, turnover, and then it almost seems like it just snowballs from there and gets worse. So if they can go out there, play more mistake-free football, then they definitely have the players to get big wins for the Jackson Vikings. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. Our live coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. We'll carry up into the kickoff after the break. We'll come back and again continue the preview. Jackson and Western right here on Deering Road, Parma Western High School. Steve Boyle and Tim Reimers on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $300. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Good morning, Jackson. Big news from the brokerage house. I'm Corey Bauman, and I've teamed up with my smart and, yes, very handsome husband, Nate.
Thanks, honey. Together, we're Corey and Nate Real Estate, bringing double the hustle, double the heart, and double the fun to your home journey.
So whether you're looking to buy or sell a home,
we've got your back from the first showing to the final signature.
Ready to make a move?
Let's make your next move
your best move with Corey and Nate Real Estate. Call us today at the brokerage house, 517-788-8733.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM
and online at WKHM. Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, live tonight at Western High School, and the Panthers marching band has taken the field, the Big Black W, and good numbers for the band. Mm-hmm. Like it, sounding good this year. And sounding good tonight is this matchup, Jackson High and Western, and two of the larger schools in the county, and by my count, Tim, this is only the third meeting of these two teams.
Has it
I had to go
three?
Back and look.
Wow.
Yeah. So the last meeting happened October 28th in 2022, and that was a pre-district game. And Jackson High won that one 26-25, so they hold the edge there. The other game before that was 1977. Remember that one?
vaguely, yeah.
You were closer than me, but only by about a, yeah, about a 9 months or whatever. 21-12, that was a loss for the Vikings. So, really, historically, this is a 1-1. This is the rubber match.
There you go.
For history, although I hope to see more matchups like this in the years going forward. I know we always used to look forward to Jackson High and Lumen for that, like, last meeting of the year, that last football game in the area. So nice to see Jackson getting a matchup with a local team again on their schedule, and hopefully quite regularly.
Yeah, I'd be glad to come back and do this again.
Coach Antonio Parker with his Vikings lined up on the sideline as the band gets going. It looks like we're going to get a banner. We got a big banner coming out there with the cheerleaders.
The team gets to run through it.
Let's hope so. Yeah, the Panthers in the locker room and land of the free.
I can't tell what that says.
We can't quite make it out. It says land of the free, and then there's something else. It doesn't look like home of the brave, but maybe we'll make it out as it gets closer. We are again moving our way toward kickoff here. Other games going on, the other K105.3 game of the week, Columbia Central and Napoleon. I love that rivalry game to start the season always. And I'm getting a little bit of a counter decisions by Mark and Connor, who are calling the game tonight, who they think is going to win. So that one could be contested in a pretty good game. Oh, land of the free, home of the Panthers.
Oh, there
on the
you
banner.
Go.
And here comes the team to break through it. Now, in that scenario, Tim, are you racing to be the first one to hit the banner?
No.
Or do you just kind of let it be?
No, I always like to be like the second or third, just in case you get tangled up as the first one, and then you can jump over the
you
first
can avoid,
guy.
Yeah.
You get to the sideline first, and it's all about me.
Got to avoid the calamity that could potentially exist from the banner rip. Well, that one tore perfectly. The Western Panthers out to the sideline. Tim, I want to just ask you really quick, in your experience around football programs and having been kind of involved even at different times in coaching, how important are the assistants on the staff compared to just the head coach?
So the assistants are position coaches, and obviously the coordinators generally spend more time individually with each player. I'd say the head coach is more of just the guy who kind of keeps things together and kind of helps game plan. But then the relationships that the assistant coaches have with the players can be seen, because if you have an issue on the field, that's one of those coaches that talk first.
All right. We're going to go a two-minute break. When we come back, kickoff time here at Western High School.
Rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community. Ailey Excavating is a third generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
All right, the anthem's been played, the band exiting the field, and we're just moments away from kickoff here, Western and Jackson. The Panthers and the Vikings, I love the matchup. It's a great way to start this season. And earlier in the day, I thought, man, today's going to be one of the cooler opening days we've had temperature-wise. And the sun came out, and it all kind of warmed right up, so it's really just pleasant up here atop the booth. At Western, shout out to the Panthers for a couple things, including building this so that we can stand on top of it. If you only a few years ago, you only had room inside, and it was tight at times. So nice to be up here, and they put a cover on it, too. So just in case it were to start raining, we're covered and protected of this expensive broadcast equipment. So thanks to Western for that and the hospitality. And Tyler, the athletic director right here, and also getting us a little bit of pizza.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if you got any.
Maybe later.
Maybe later. Indeed. Panthers set to receive deep. There on about the 10-yard line lined up. And Jaden Willis, one of the return men back there. And there's the kick. It's high end over end. Not going to get real deep. 15-17 returned there. Right into the middle of the line and get out to about the 32-yard line. On the return there was Jack Barnes for the Panthers.
Antonio Williams had a nice play, bringing him down to the ground.
Yeah, he kind of took it right into the heart of that kick coverage, but had a good head of steam and able to get out to a pretty good starting field position for the Panthers, and they moved that all the way up to about the 34. I honestly thought it was down more like the 32, so that's a generous spot. Good to get started for the Panthers, and I like about both of these teams is they're going to do things that are going to give them some speed, give you some space to operate. They take the snap and a handoff on first down out of the shotgun formation, and a good 8-yard gain on first down for the Panthers on the carry, Brody Parrott.
Tackled by Jaden Ramirez, number 8.
Yeah, Jaden Ramirez. Yeah, I mean, he kind of grabbed him, and he was carried about 3 or 4 yards before he was able to get him down on the ground.
Yeah, just a nice smooth first execution play for the Panthers out of that shotgun, 3 wide. You have 2 now to the right for Levy, and 1 to the left. Got a wing, and the back again is Parrott. No, it's Willis, and they give to him, and he's going to break a tackle, get through the line. First down, and now into Viking territory. Across midfield to the 46-yard line. And 2 nice offensive plays here for the Panthers.
A little bit of an off-tackle run and kind of cut it back towards the middle of the field, and it took about 2 or 3 Vikings to bring him down.
Looked like almost an option there, too, where Levy could have taken off if he wanted to. But made the right call to hand off to Willis, and Willis with a nice gain. Going with that kind of pro-looking set with 3 wide out of the shotgun. And there's the snap this time. Little play action. Levy's going to keep it. He goes off to the left, and there's a nice individual play by the defense. He's going to get stopped for no gain, maybe even a short loss on the play.
Yeah, Jaden Potts came in, I believe, from a safety position to fill that and keep it a no gain.
and getting able to make that stop kind of one-on-one there. So the first gain, they're going to say no gain, but we'll second down and 10 here from the 46-yard line on the Jackson High School side of the field. A couple big gainers on the first two plays for Western. Now stop there for second down and 10. Levy out of the shotgun, and this time he gives it again right into the line, and this time Jackson stacks it up again. He's going to get about a yard on the play up to the 45, but nothing more.
Cameron Walker, an interior defensive player with a really nice shirt tackle. About a yard he gained on that?
Third and nine. So Jackson bending a little bit there in the first couple plays, but finding their bearings and shutting down the next couple, and maybe we see them go to the air for the first time. Watching Levy in warmups, I like his throwing motion. And if they've got the hands, then dangerous. And I like that number 88 up at the top of the, on that left hash. He showed some soft hands. And he doesn't look that way. Looking out to his right immediately. Now comes back to the middle of the field. An open guy. It's intercepted, though. Overthrown and picked off at the 30-yard line. Intended receiver on the play was Jack Barnes.
Levy could have just set his feet a little bit more. That ball probably wouldn't have sailed as far as he was thinking it was going to.
So the first turnover of the night is a Jackson Vikings turnover, and or takeaway, we'll say. They're starting their drive at their own 31. And again, pressured out of the pocket, throwing on the run, and Levy throws the interception. First and 10 Vikings with 8:41 to play first quarter. We're scoreless so far. Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers at Western High School, and our game brought to you by... Let's say Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Shotgun form for the Vikings now. Similar look, although, yeah, got a bunch set here on the left for the quarterback. Heels on the 25, and he's going to take off running. And Western right there to get it, but he breaks a tackle, stands on his feet to the sideline. He's got to step, and he's going to take this one to the house. Jaden Ramirez breaking tackles and scoring on the first play from scrimmage for the Vikings. Taking it 69 yards to pay dirt all the way up the left sideline. It looked like Western had him in the backfield, Tim, and he just stayed on his feet, brushed off the tackles, and then turned on the afterburners. Touchdown, Vikings.
A couple of those defensive linemen just a little short on that angle to get that quarterback down, but he made a good strong run to get it in the end zone.
You like the strong run and the speed, and I think we're going to have a two-point try here for the Vikings with 8:29 to play at 6-0 Jackson. And, yeah, we will get the two-point try. Ramirez, empty backfield, five wide.
Quite the formation on the three-yard line.
And he is looking to throw it out, rolling out to his right. And getting away from a tackle. No, he's going to get brought down short of the goal line, but it didn't. And it looked like he didn't really have play design there. He was just looking for some space when he rolled out. And good job by the Panthers to stack that up and make the tackle. 6-0 Vikings. 30-second commercial break and kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First touchdown of the year for Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Jaden Ramirez, 69 yards to pay dirt. Now the kickoff back to the Panthers. That's going to bounce and roll into the 19, picked up by Willis there. Starts moving toward the middle of the field. Digging through some traffic, spins away from a tackler to the 36, maybe the 37. We'll see where the spot ends up. Pretty good return again for Willis, and good field position for the Panthers. Turn it over with an interception.
Antonio Williams with another special teams tackle.
And who do we have on the pick, Timmy?
Who did I see that? Jaden Potts, I believe that was.
All right.
And Levy was rolling out on that interception. He had a receiver a couple of yards in front of the defender, just sailed a little high.
Yeah, the receiver found a good open piece of field, and it just sailed. And good heads-up play by the defense to make the interception. Levy in the shotgun this time, and he'll hand off. Parent toward the right side, breaks a tackle, still on his feet. The reserves come back, and he's still spinning. Look at Perry continue to work. And we still don't get a whistle. I think he's finally brought down at about the 41-yard line. Maybe they're marking out the 40. That's the toughest 3 yards I've seen gained all year.
Braden,
it's early, but...
Braden Claiborne on the defense definitely had a hold of him, and he was not going to let go, but it was a hard-fought run.
Second down. Brady Parrott with the carry. They've been really alternating between Parrott and Willis. Little thunder and lightning for the Panthers. Parrott is in the backfield again. Shotgun. And they give it to Parrott. No, fake. Keep by Levy. He gets to the outside, and he's got some running room. And a nice tackle over there on the end by Jackson.
Quentin Rawls come from the corner. Levy was able to get outside. I believe it was like a read option kind of a thing. Decided to keep it and got quite a few yards on it for a first down.
Yeah, pretty good gain. Great tackle, but enough for the first down, and they move the chains to the 48-yard line. Still on their side of the field, but moving toward the 50. Couple substitutions. Parrott's going to go to the sideline. We got 6:51 to play first quarter. 6-0 Vikings on a 69-yard touchdown scamper from the quarterback Ramirez. Second possession now for the Panthers after a turnover on the first. Snap a little high. He brings it down to Gibbs to Willis, and Willis is met in the backfield and brought down quickly. No gain.
I do not have a name for that defensive player.
Number 30.
Do you have a number 30?
I do not, and neither does John, the PA announcer
yeah.
here for the Panthers. Of course, a familiar voice to everybody out here at Western football, basketball. He's the voice of the Panthers in the home field stadiums and arenas and gymnasiums. Second down and 10. Rolling out to his left is Levy looking to throw. Now he drops it off to the check down. Ends up being the right play. A little low, but makes the catch and spins away from the defense. Going to set up a third down at about 2 yards. Nice reception there for Charlie Stevens showing the hands, making the catch.
Jacob Worthy was pretty good coverage. I think maybe if that pass would have been a little bit higher, defense could have played it, but worked out well for the offense.
Just a little in-betweener there where that defender, do I have to step up and tackle the quarterback or do I stay in coverage? And
yep.
He caught him on that one. Third down and about 2 left hash at the Vikings 44-yard line. Panthers in the shotgun. Parrott back in the backfield on the right side of the quarterback. He'll take the handoff. He's got the first down distance, and then he's going to continue to chug. Stood up and takes a hit, but gets the ball out to the 40-yard line. And that'll be first and 10 again for Western.
Really good blocking up front on that one. When they needed 3, they ended up getting 5.
And I honestly thought it was a pretty good hit from the Vikings, too, just a couple yards too late. 4:52 to play in the first, 6-0. Panthers trail at home, but got a drive working here. Parrott's going to get a breather. Willis back in that running back position. Again, they pretty much alternated between the two, almost play-by-play here. A couple receivers out for Levy out of the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands to Willis. He gets hit at the line, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, out to the 35. Had to break with tackle right there at the line of scrimmage, able to turn it into a 5-yard gain, and that'll be 2nd and 5 now for Western with 4:20 to play.
Jacob Worthy on that tackle, but 5 yards down the field. It's kind of nice having those two running backs. You keep them kind of fresh and see how the end of the game looks for them.
And I think they don't mind going on this kind of a sustained drive, keeping the football in their hands. You've seen the quick score ability of the Vikings. You want to control the tempo and shorten this game. Willis taking a sweet play out to the right side and hit just shy of the first down line to gain. They're going to give him almost to the 30. Let's see if they call that first down or not. I think they're going to make it 3rd and short.
Worthy on another great tackle for the Vikings. He's all over the field.
So they're going to put it just about 6 inches shy of that first down at the 30. And 3rd and inches, 3:26 to go, first quarter. Panthers continue the drive. Parrott in the backfield. Still going out of the shotgun here when they just need inches. Used to be a thing where, you know, you just want to get something big. Jackson coming with the all-out run blitz and getting him in the backfield for the loss. Felt like everybody in the building knew what was going
to
happen.
Yeah. So Levy did have an option to pull that ball back. Just that split decision ended up going the wrong direction.
Great play call by the Jackson defense there, the blitz. And so it's now fourth and five for the Vikings from fourth and five for the Panthers from the Vikings 35. And they come out with the offense here. No field goal attempt. 2:40 to play. Clock running down in the first quarter, and they trail by six. Seeming passing down here. And they fake it to Parrott, rolling out, looking to throw under pressure, running. Levy throws, sideline broken up and incomplete, and the Vikings will get the turnover on downs. Again, the defense kind of bends a little bit there. They found their spot, made their stand, and a great play call by the defense at third and short made it a fourth and five, and they were able to break up the pass play. So far, Western, you know, if you want to have the passing game be a part of your offense, it doesn't help you to only throw on passing downs. You
right.
You got to sneak one in there on a second down or third and short or something, just to keep the defense honest.
As successful as they are at running the ball, it is kind of hard to have those passing situations, because if you're getting a third and one, then you know exactly what you can do with the ball. But then that Viking defense certainly stepped up.
2:24 to go in the first quarter. Our coverage brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can. Our presenting sponsor all season long and into the playoffs. Jackson back on the field, and we'll get our first flag of the game. Is going to be a false start against the Vikings. And again, Timmy, that's what I talked about in the pregame. Jackson's got everything going their way, defended well. The offense, one play and a touchdown. But then a mistake like this gets you to a first and 15, and now that's just helping the defense, a chance for you to kind of stretch out this lead, and now you just make it tougher on yourself with a pre-snap penalty. So now first and 15 from the 30 for the Vikings. And taking the snap, Ramirez handing off and getting back to that original line of scrimmage. Had to break a tackle in the backfield to do it, but a nice carry for the Vikings via
Carter Fullerton.
Kai Eswick.
Carter Fullerton ended up coming a little bit further off to that edge to get that tackle.
Carter Fullerton. No gain on the play. Second down and 15.
Oh, that no gain. I thought, my mistake.
Yeah.
Second and 15. It looked like he had a gain. They just, because they're doing so much work out of the shotgun of both teams playing it. Fake pass by Ramirez, pulls it down. He gets to the line of scrimmage, and then another couple yards, a gang of Panthers there to bring him down. And they needed everybody to tackle
him. I'm not sure which one was there first. I think a couple got there simultaneously.
We'll call it a three-yard gain, bringing up third down and 12 now for the Vikings. And it looked like Ramirez ready to let that pass go, and then he just squeezed it down and decided to run. Under a little duress there early in the possession. So that'll bring up third and 12. 72 seconds to play first quarter. Vikings lead at 6-0. And they're in a third and long situation. Ramirez in the backfield. Snap a little high. They run a reverse end around, really the play. And not going to go for first down distance. Great job by Willis to make that hit and hold on to that running back. Coming around on the play to take the end around was Jacob Worthy, and he's brought down, so he won't get the first down. There was a flag on the play. If that's against Jackson, then we'll probably see that declined.
It was a scary moment at the snap of that. Was a little bit high. Quarterback able to handle that and to get the handoff.
I see a signal from Coach Bentley that they're going to decline it. So it was a hold against Jackson. That'll bring up fourth down and 9.
12, I believe it's. Oh, yeah, they get into some yardage.
Yeah, fourth and 8.
Fourth down and 8.
So we'd expect a punt, perhaps. Looks like a personnel change here for the Vikings. Willis back deep to return at the 32.
That's where that mistake comes to play. It would be a 4th and 3. I think your decision might be a little different had you not had that pre-snap penalty earlier.
Play calling gets to be different, everything different. So, yeah, that 1 5-yard penalty really hinders the drive. We get another pre-snap flag coming in. And this time it looks like offsides against Western. Was that the signal from the official over there?
False start.
No, they do go against. I thought I saw him signaling offsides, but it is a false start against Jackson. So move back 5 yards. Flags coming out frequently on this second possession for the Vikings.
Now, we'll have to mention that first game, you're not quite in sync. Sometimes the cadence for a punt might be a little different than the cadence for like a snap-on offense.
Oh, yeah. Precisely the thing that you expect to see it in week one. The teams that don't do it are those teams that start their season off on a better foot. Punting from about the 22. It's a bad sideways kick. Bounces, takes a Jackson Viking bounce into Western territory. Goes out of bounds on the sideline at about the 47-yard line. But that's good starting field position for the Panthers after stopping the Vikings on their second possession of the game. Panthers still trail 6-0. And both of their drives have stalled in Viking territory. We'll see what they've got on the offense this time as Levy comes from the sideline with the play to the huddle.
The offense has been very successful running the ball. You would think being that successful that it would open up a little bit of the passing game.
A little play action. Try to catch them. Again, one of these non-passing downs. First down and 10. Some kind of little slant into the middle. You got uncovered guy right here. They're not even
the slot receiver.
Yeah, the slot's got 5 yards. No one's there. They do hand off instead, though. Yeah, they get a decent gain there. About 5 yards on first down for Parrott.
Brought down by number 7, Jaden Ramirez.
Yep, Jaden Ramirez on that tackle again.
Carrying it into Vikings territory for the third time. Third straight drive for the Panthers to get into Viking territory. A turnover on downs and an interception, stalling both of their last two drives. Here they go with 2nd and 5 from the 47-yard line.
And that offensive formation seems to be the same regardless if it's a pass or a run.
Time runs out in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 6-0. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter upcoming at WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers. End of one. We switch sides. Panthers moving right to left on your radio dial from the Vikings 47-yard line, 2nd down and 5. Same shotgun formation. They give it up to Parrott, and he runs right off the right tackle and gets stopped right near that first down line to gain. They're going to call it short and bring up 3rd and 1. And that scenario they've gotten into a couple times where they come out on 3rd and 1, not really creative on the play call, just kind of run the bread and butter. But Jackson has had an answer for him on these 3rd and shorts.
This might be one of them situations where you line up as a run and throw a quick short pass, kind of catch the defense off of guard a little bit in these same situations from before.
Levy checks the wrist before the play. Two wide receivers to the left, one split right. shotgun with Parrott in the backfield. There's the snap. The give is no. Kept by Levy. He's going to get the first down distance. Get the edge. Turn up field. He's got a chance. Has to get knocked out of the sideline at about the 15-yard line. But there's the gain they needed to get the first down and keep the drive alive. Nice decision by Levy to pull that out and keep. Looks like Parrott might have been brought down, but that was what the, you know, almost the same play they ran on third and short on their last possession. This time they were kind of ready for it, and Parrott pulled it in and took the run and got a good game.
Yep. Good decision by Levy. You like to see those. He comes off the field after the end of the previous possession and coaches him up and makes the right decision.
Shotgun here with three wide for Levy. Give is to Parrott on first down. Breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet down to the four, maybe the six, and now we got just a pile-up scrum. Rugby style, they're going to give him, I think, the 7-yard line. So that'll make it 8 yards on first down, second and two.
Quentin Rolls tried to go for that ball. It was kind of hanging out there just a little bit. Tried to get for that, but it was a good, tough run, so I wasn't able to bring him down until a couple of other Vikings helped him out.
Yeah, it looked like Parrott could be stopped for almost no gain, and then he was able to break that tackle, stay on his feet. I think that's been a cool thing for both him and Ramirez. And even Willis, to some extent, not ready to go down after first contact at all. These guys are battling for every yard they can get when running with the football. Shotgun for Levy again. Snap a little high. He has to keep it. Running for his life. Breaks a tackle. Great job to hold on because they're going to keep him just short of the first down marker on second down. And I didn't see who that defender was in the backfield, but a big guy lost his footing but able to grab the jersey.
That was the mysterious number 30.
We will have to make a move to figure out who that belongs to because that was a nice play in the backfield. He's made a couple good plays so
any
far.
Any family listening on the radio, be proud of your number 30.
9:30 to play here, second quarter, 6-0 Vikings, but the Panthers knocking on the door here, and that really a nice tackle. They actually lose yardage on that. So it'll be third down and about three here now for Western from the 9-yard line. There's the snap, hand off to Willis, jet sweep, coming across. He's got a tackler, breaks it, stays on his feet, but did he get the line to gain? I don't think so.
Marked him just short.
Yeah, that's going to bring fourth and just inches. Again, having to break a tackle in the backfield. These Vikings are getting in there. They just got to wrap up because they're going to have a chance to get some stops for loss.
Antonio Williams with the ability to slow him down just a bit.
And that's going to be a timeout from the Panthers. Let's take a 60-second commercial. 8:47 to play, 6-0 Vikings. Panthers with a big fourth down decision when we come back on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Fourth down for the Panthers. The offense comes out. I mean, this is knocking at the door. You get a nice field goal try from right here, get you on the board, but they only need about a yard. I thought we maybe had early motion there. They come on a end-around play, and Willis is going to get that line to gain. Just dives over the 5-yard line, and Jackson has really tightened up the defense as they get closer to their own end zone. But first and goal from the 4-yard line now for the Panthers after the gutsy fourth down call.
Quentin Rolls made a pretty good open field tackle. a little bit of a move by the running back and then able to get him down.
8:16 to play first half. 6-0 Vikings, but Western looking to tie it up here with four tries from their own from the Vikings 4-yard line. And again, they split out wide, shotgun for Levy, standing on the 10-yard line, but next to him is Brady Parrott. He gives to him. Nice blocking. He had the hole. He dives for the goal line. They're going to call him down just short. It was such a good angle to see that hole open up, and then the Vikings able to close it down just in time, but second down and goal now from the inside the one.
Right there off tackle. That looked really nice from this angle.
Second down and goal.
7.5 to play here in the first half. Shotgun Levy. Gives to Parrott again. He tries to sidestep a defender, and they pull him down, so he'll take a loss of two, and they'll make a third and goal from about the three right now.
Jaden Ramirez filling that gap in the defense. And nice sure tackle.
And as clean as that hole looked on the previous play, that one never materialized. Well, I think that was probably just poor execution there.
I wasn't exactly sure, but it looked like Jackson had six defensive linemen.
Yeah.
But you're on the 2-yard line.
So from the three, third down, the Vikings defense continuing to hold up this shutout. There's a little high snap, but handed off to Parrott, and he tries to muscle his way in, and he's going to get it back down to about the one, but not into the end zone. And the Vikings still not breaking. And that'll bring up another fourth and short here for Western. 6:27 to go in the half, and they are trailing 6-0, but getting a chance to get their first points of this 2025 campaign here on fourth and short.
That last play looked like something out of a movie. You got a running back going through a hole, and you got a linebacker filling that hole, and then he just kind of stalemate at the 1-yard line. Jaden Ramirez, wonderful job.
And they again come out with that spread set. Give it to Parrott for a third time, and this time he's in. Brady Parrott, the workhorse, able to score. Boy, the Vikings didn't make it easy, but the Panthers are on the board. 6-6 tie, 5:58 to play. This touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Extra point coming up for the Western Panthers, and it looks like they'll kick.
Those last few plays, it was off tackle to the right, off tackle to the left, off tackle to the right. Finally able to get it in the end zone.
Luke Harrington up to kick the extra point.
6-6 tie. Extra point attempt coming for the Panthers. Place kicker Luke Harrington. I saw his dad here.
Yeah, right over there.
Holding is Aaron Chapko.
There's been a Harrington playing for every Western Panthers sports team, I think, for the last 10 years. Kick is good. Pretty form on that kick, actually. And so a 7-6 lead for the Panthers. 5:58 to play. We're back in 30 seconds with another kickoff on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Out of town scoreboard, we got an update from Adrian Madison leading Grass Lake 21-0. Our last update, Michigan Center, 14-0 lead over Onstead with 2:07 left in the first. And then we had an update from Columbia, and that was 7-6, Golden Eagles leading the Napoleon Pirates in that rivalry. 7-6 here, Western takes the first lead of the game. And now to kick it off, Harrington got it teed up. That's a line drive, and
some
flags coming out.
There's flags on the play.
I need a call against the Panthers.
Oh, delay of game?
Delay of game. Oh.
I really don't understand how that happens on a kickoff.
Right.
Maybe I don't know football like I think I know football.
So they'll move it back and re-kick. And again, that's a penalty of just not paying attention. That's the kind of penalty you expect early in the year. And after the first touchdown of the year, your first kickoff of the year.
All right, Luke Carrington.
5:58 to play, 7-6 Panthers, and now we'll kick it off, this time from the 35. This time it's a real low liner. It's going to go toward the sideline, picked up at the 15 by the Vikings. Turns inside, now goes back to the sideline, tries to split two defenders. He's crunched to a halt there at the 37-yard line.
How's that? Ian Seeger was able to bring him down.
Looks like we had Kylan Davis on the return. 37-yard line here for the Vikings, third possession. Turnover on downs. No, excuse me, they did end up punting that. Touchdown on the first possession. Punt on their second. Now we got an official stoppage here. They go into their lineup cards or something. Hey, it's their first game, too. The official's first game of the year also.
Yeah. I don't know. You think they get to work any scrimmages just to freshen up a little bit? Maybe get their skills honed in some?
Matter of fact, I'm sure they do. I do know an official. I know a couple of officials, and they've been working for the last couple of weeks.
All right. 5:48 on the clock.
They're adjusting the time.
Issue, yeah.
Norman, nice job.
Congratulations to the clock operator from the PA announcer. 5:48 to go here for first half, 7-6 Panthers. Vikings on offense. Ramirez takes the snap, steps back, looks to throw it out into the flat to the left side. Caught, breaks a tackle on his feet up the sideline. He's going to get a big gain here. First down distance, pushed out of bounds.
Carter Fullerton able to push him out of bounds, but not after a long run, after a short pass.
I just lost my sponsor sheet. You know, before the game, too, Tim, you were up here, and we were intermittently having kind of gusts of wind.
Yeah.
And now it's been really calm since game time. It's a good thing. But we haven't seen a lot of throwing, though. That was a nice little throw into the flat and caught and ran for a big gain. Getting into Panthers territory at the 38. Rolling out again, looking to throw as Ramirez. Now he's going to pull down and commit to the run. Hit at the 35. Ramirez. Able to carry it forward to about the 32.
Tackled by 21.
Number 45, Alex White of the defense for the Panthers. Able to get into the offensive backfield quickly and help Ramirez make that decision to run it.
So from the 32, it's second down and about 5 yards here for the Vikings. Trailing 7-6, but moving quickly into Panthers territory with 5:19 to play. Counting down toward the end of the half. There's a sweep play to the left. Loses his footing and didn't even have to get tackled. There was a defender there, but just a slip up in the backfield. And taking it for a loss.
Andrew Parrott, a good job of containing that outside edge on the defense. The running back had to turn back in and lost his footing.
Takai Estwick, the carrier on the play, taking the loss. Third down at about 6, maybe 7-ish here from inside the 35 in Panther territory, but a third and medium. Two in the backfield with Ramirez, and he fakes to the runner, keeps it, breaks a tackle, gets the first down distance down to the 20-yard line, and brought down by the Panthers, but a nice gain on third down. Ramirez has certainly been the most dangerous ball carrier for Jackson, and 69-yard touchdown, and now that scamper for a first down knock it on the red zone here for the Vikings with 4 minutes still to play here in the first half.
Faked that handoff to the running back who traveled in front of him, and then that running back turned into a lead blocker, which sprung him for a large run.
Ramirez standing on the 25 in the shotgun here. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Vikings. Takes a snap, runs right in the middle of the line. Stays on his feet, jukes to the outside. He gets tripped up at the 10. Carries it down to about the 7. It'll be first and goal for the Vikings. No flags on this possession so far for Jackson, which keeps them moving the right direction down the field.
That was a really good play call for the defense they had set up. He took that snap, and he knew exactly what to do with it.
3:17 to go, and the clock running down toward the half. You'd love it if you're Jackson to punch this in with almost nothing left on the clock. And again, Ramirez takes a punishing blow there at about the 6-yard line. Knocked backward. Good contact. Ramirez back to his feet.
Willis definitely knew what to do on that play on defense.
So that'll be second and goal now from the 6-yard line for the Vikings. 2:43 and ticking down here on the first half clock.
Wouldn't be a bad idea to let this one run a little bit.
54 is Gavin Etheridge.
There's the snap. This time a sweep run out here for Ramirez trying to get the edge. Got it. Dives in. Touchdown. No signal. They do signal. Touchdown, Jackson. 2:19 to go in the first half, and the Vikings take the lead again. 12-7.
Nice run. Just grabbed the snap, ran to the left, beat the defender to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, the strategy became clear there. Ramirez. And he's nice the place kicker also, I think.
No.
No.
You almost had me.
They will. Snaps high. Holder can't pull it down. Breaks a tackle. No, he's going to get brought down. And so 12-7 is where we'll stand with 2:19 to play in the half. 30-second commercial break, and we'll be back with the kickoff one more time here in the first half. 12-7 Vikings on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. Big news from the brokerage house. I'm Corey Bauman, and I've teamed up with my smart and, yes, very handsome husband, Nate.
Thanks, honey. Together, we're Corey and Nate Real Estate, bringing double the hustle, double the heart, and double the fun to your home journey.
So whether you're looking to buy or sell a home,
we've got your back from the first showing to the final signature.
Ready to make a move?
Let's make your next move
your best move with Corey and Nate Real Estate. Call us today at the brokerage house, 517-788-8733.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to Western High School.
Timmy, I left you on your own for a moment. I did recover my sponsor sheet, so we're good to go.
Nice hustle, by the way, Steve.
Thanks. Touchdown on the play brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Let me catch my breath here.
Yeah, that was a long run.
It was the steps, too.
If anybody's ever been here to this stadium, which actually is a nice stadium.
Yeah.
One of the nicer ones that we have in the area with brand new turf a couple years ago, second season.
Yeah. Nice kickoff by the Vikings, all the way down to the 8-yard line. Willis has it again. We're going to left side, now cuts to the outside. Cuts it back upfield, 30. Breaks the tackle, stays on his feet. Lost helmet, he's trying to get out of the pack. Lot of green. Good job by Jackson to hold him down, because if he gets a couple more steps, nothing but open turf for him. So 2:07 to go. Panthers will take things over at their 38-yard line.
Jaden Potts with that desperate tackle. If he doesn't bring him down, he's still running.
We're going to meet our state champion track team from last year.
Well, with 2:07 left in the half and the run game doing exactly what Western wants it to do, kind of curious if they're going to put it up in the air, see if they can get a touchdown at the before the half.
Yeah, what do you do with the two-minute drill here? But they've been really consistently just going, alternating which side they're going to try to run off tackle. Everything inside the tackles pretty much so far.
The way the Vikings defense is lined up, they only have four defensive linemen. Linebackers have dropped back a few extra yards.
Levy out of the shotgun. Mishandled the snap, but able to get it to Parrott. He's going to dive in the line, spins away from a defender, able to get it for about four, maybe five on the carry, past the 35, down to the 37-yard line. Nothing more there, and that'll start the clock running. And looking for some urgency out of Western to keep the play going.
Antonio Williams in on that tackle, and with the clock running, it kind of seems they'd be content just to run the ball out for the end of the half.
Second and five. Western at their own 37-yard line. 38. Back to throw. Levy had a moment. Gets pressured. Throws it out into the flat. Incomplete. Just a little short for Willis. Incomplete pass will stop the clock at a minute 23 toward the halftime. Third down and five for Western.
Defensive line with a good job putting some pressure on Levy. Quicken that throw a little.
Well, and you know, you run into this now with the third down. You got a minute 23. You go with the pass. If it's incomplete, it stops the clock. You got fourth down, and maybe Jackson gets the ball back with a chance to do something still with, you know, 80 seconds or something. Levy is back to throw. Goes to the flat for Willis, this time with intention. Willis has to break a tackle. Working for that first down marker. Won't get it. He's going to get to the 40. Oh, wow, that's a tough spot at the 42. Fourth down and one.
Quentin Rawls did a wonderful job kind of corralling him and then bringing him to the ground. He, like you said earlier, these running backs and even the quarterback, do not go down easy.
And there's Jackson calling timeout on fourth and one. Maybe seeing a chance to have a little time left on the clock for them. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. Final 102 to play when we come back on WKHM. Jackson leads 12-7.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
All right, looks like we got a 14-14 tie at Columbia Central and Napoleon with about 4 minutes till the half there. I got an update from Michigan Center, 14-0 Cardinals, 10:48 to go, second quarter in that one. We're at a 12-7 score here. Jackson leading Western with the ball. Fourth and one and 102 out of the timeout. And there's an offside against the Vikings. A little too aggressive. Right job by Levy to just have a little bit of a hard count. Jackson jumps offsides, and that's going to give Western the first down. And really it's going to take away any chance Jackson had at getting the football back with some time to threaten.
That's one of those plays that defender does not want to look towards the sideline. He knows what's coming. Especially after, it was a Vikings timeout they just came out of. Yeah.
And you could tell those linebackers coming up showing blitz and just a little too aggressive because it had worked previously on a fourth and short play. This time Levy kind of pretends to hand off to Brody Parrott. Instead, he's going to take it to the sideline and slide out of bounds. And we'll get a penalty flag over there. Maybe a hit after he was out.
Couldn't tell who that defender was that brought him down, but looked like he was in the field of play when he went down.
Holding call against the Panthers. Interesting. So 53.1, the Vikings penalty helped move the Panthers into a first down. Now they get a penalty against themselves, move it back 10. And this kind of stalemate here as we head toward the halftime. Now you start thinking, if you're Western, can we just get to the locker room?
Two running plays and and regroup in the locker room.
The Panthers ready to come to the line before they had walked off the penalty in full. So the spot is at the 39-yard line on the western half of the field. The original line of scrimmage is at the 47. And the line to gain is at the 43 in Jackson territory. Back to throw, Levy with time. Unleashes one. Willis has a step. Caught it. He's taking it to the house. Touchdown, Panthers. Showing off the arm and the patience. And the defender came over and he had a choice. Do I make a swipe at the ball or do I make the tackle? He went for the ball, missed it. Willis gets the step and takes it to the end zone. 36.3 to go, and the Panthers score a touchdown.
The Panthers, that offensive formation had trips to the right, one receiver to the left, and they just, Willis with a really good wheel route, kind of left himself wide open.
That was an eyes closed heave, it looks like, for Levy. Give it everything you got. He showed the arm strength. It was a good spiral caught. Touchdown, extra point for Harrington. It is through. And that, oh, no good. Couldn't quite make out that angle. So 13-12, Western goes back in front by one. Still 36.3 to play here. And let's take a 30-second break and kick it off one more time before halftime on WKHM. And let's take a...
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, touchdown for Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 63 yards, we're surmising. Through the air, Levy to Bobby Willis. And the Panthers take a one-point lead, 36.3 seconds. The kickoff for Harrington is a bomb. He's going to carry into the end zone. And a touchback.
Nice kick. The wind had died down just as his foot met that ball.
The Panthers' defense now has to figure out how to stop the big play. As the Vikings haven't tried much trickery, different angles, sure, but pretty much just giving the football to Ramirez, or rather letting him keep it after the snap, and it's been an effective offensive strategy. He's tough to bring down, big physical kid, fast too.
Defense is out for Western. Here comes the Jackson offense. 36 seconds to go in the half. We're going to meet our state champion track runners and field eventers soon.
So we got the snap out to the 20. Ramirez coming in with the play. Everybody's ready.
10 players in the formation except for the quarterback.
Out of the shotgun, and he's going to keep. Run left. Splits the defense into the secondary. Gets the first down distance out to the 39.
Linebacker Carter Fullerton met him about 12 yards.
And for a moment, that looked almost disastrous for Western. He had gotten a step, and it looked like he might take off and be able to take that to the house. Instead, they'll bring him down to 39. Clock stops at 24.3.
The way this offense is running for the Vikings, you kind of get just as big of a chunk play on a run as you do on a pass.
All right, we're with 29 seconds back.
Now on the clock is that breeze has picked up a little since I mentioned it dying down. There's a fake sweep and a keep by Ramirez again, blasting through the line into the secondary. Takes it to about the 46-yard line, the official spot. And another 10 seconds off the clock here at 19.
Willis able to bring him down, but like I said, 11, 12 yards down the field.
Yeah, Vikings will take a timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Stay tuned at the half for our analysis and what numbers we can get for you. And we'll hear from the MHSAA this week in high school sports. First week of the 2025 high school sports season, really. Some events got started last week, but when I think it was last Monday when they could start officially having practices and doing stuff. Although a lot of off-season.
Some schools, depends on the size of the school. You get some players that play four or five sports even, dual sport during the year. And some of the larger schools, you might have some players that just specialize in one sport. But it's kind of becoming a year-round thing about, well, even football.
Surely is. All right, the timeout is over. 19 seconds. Jackson keep by Ramirez, and he's able to break a few tackles. Gets into Panther territory. Sidesteps the defender. Now out to the races. And he's going to get over the 35-yard line. A flag comes out late in the play.
See what the call is here. That'll stop the clock.
The clock will stop here with 9 seconds.
Jack Barnes wrangled him down.
They continue to kind of run an option, but Ramirez has just kept it every time. I mean, let's let somebody else beat us if I'm Western.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to go against the Vikings. And it looks like maybe a hold coming in late in the play, and it looked like maybe got called away from where even the contact was, so kind of an unnecessary hold.
Yeah, that flag is on the other side of the field from where the play ended.
Yeah.
Still talking with the Vikings coaching staff.
Yeah, Coach Parker out there in the official's ear. And they're going to walk off a penalty against the Vikings. So 9 seconds, a 10-yard holding penalty. 13-12, Panthers are up by one. That'll move it back to the 44-yard line. And Jackson takes their final timeout with 9 seconds to play. They've done a good job of only, 36 seconds I think we had. They've eaten up a lot of this field in about three plays from Ramirez, who's had an outstanding first half. Definitely over the 100-yard mark.
Yeah. Well, that last offensive possession, I think they had one pass that went to someone other than him.
And, you know, we like to say these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. They're not really fatiguing necessarily, but that is going to take a toll on you having to take those hits and run the ball that often.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Ramirez, you look for him to be it'll be impressive if he's able to maintain that same kind of effectiveness through the second half with the same kind of load that he's carried in the first half. 9 seconds, Jackson out of the shotgun. Right at the 50 is Ramirez. He's going to look to throw. Letting it go up the left sideline. Double coverage. And we're going to get a flag in there. Maybe a pass interference. They were kind of hand fighting. I didn't see anything that looked like devastating contact, Tim, but
no. I'm starting to question if he even came down with that ball. It looked like he had, but then opposite side of the field from our booth.
Showing 2.5 seconds still on the clock. So this would give, if it's a pass interference or if he caught it, you'd get the Jackson one more try at the end zone here from a little bit closer. So we have a little couple of officials discussing. Now they bring the head official, the way head, into this.
Well, they had the right idea. You 9 seconds left. Throw it deep. Most times in high school football, 9 seconds is the last play of the half.
Clock operator here doing a great job. It is pass interference against Western.
Call against Western. It's going to be first down. I don't know where it'll be marked.
Like the blunt announcement from the, I don't know where it'll be marked. John, doing a great job here.
A play like that, it would be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and that does take it down to the 29. 2.5 seconds, another heave. Ramirez showing pretty good arm strength on that throw. Got up in the air, nice spiral. And now we get a timeout for the Panthers.
Set up their defense.
Leave no doubt about what you're doing on coverage.
And communication is the pre-snap, as the if it is a deep pass. Communication when the ball is in the air. But like we just have seen in that last play, you never know. Makes it to the end zone. Another untimed down.
Yep. Of our coverage this year brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't, but also thank you to Bailey Excavating, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, King's Equipment, Double Chiropractic, and Tom Coffee Softwater. Every touchdown throughout the season brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 2.5 seconds, both teams huddled up, making sure they know what the play call is. Tim, I think you described exactly what Jackson feels like they need to do. Maybe just try to get that matchup on the sideline, throw it downfield, and hope something good happens.
Does it still considered a Hail Mary at the 29-yard line?
I hate to call it that, right? But
you would think it'd be like a midfield pass.
The single receiver is here to the right. Right in front of us at the 30 on the run. Time to throw. Now under pressure, Ramirez escapes. He's in the open field. Gets away from Parrott. Tripped up at the 11-yard line, and that's a touchdown saver. Great play by Zach White.
Yes. Oh, that could have been a much different feel running into the locker room had that play gone the other direction.
Yeah, just tripped. Or Ramirez is into the end zone, and that's a huge ankle tackle by Zach White. Halftime has reached us. 13-12, Panthers lead it. Just a one-point advantage for Western halfway into this football game. We're going to take a three-minute break. When we come back, we'll check out the out-of-town scoreboard, update you on this game, and then bring you the MHSAA's this week in high school sports. Again, Western leads Jackson 13-12 here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. 13-12.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union. Keeps a membership up where they. Membership up where they. Keeps a membership up where they belong.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $300. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money?
Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers at the half here as they introduce the state championship track team for Western from last season. And the third state championship in the 66-year history of Western Panther existence. So congrats to them on that. Glad they get to get honored in front of this stadium full of people. It's a great crowd here at Western High School for what's been a great weather night. And it's been a pretty entertaining football game back and forth quite a bit, Timmy.
Yep.
We had things start out with Western Panther possession. They drove into Viking territory. An interception thrown by Levy. First play from scrimmage for the Vikings offense. 69-yard touchdown run for Jaden Ramirez. His name would be called all throughout the first half. Panthers did answer, though, with a touchdown, a sustained touchdown drive. A lot of tough runs. Even though they play that spread formation, it did feel a little bit like 4 or 5 yards in a cloud of dust with Brody Parrott doing the work, although Willis was that change of pace back. They did march down the field, a 1 yard touchdown run for Parrott, and an extra point gave Panthers a 7-6 lead. Vikings would answer with another drive of their own, all Ramirez essentially, and he ended up taking it into the end zone to give Jackson the lead back, and they took the 12-7 advantage. This time the Panthers able to answer with a fourth down heave to Willis, who gets a step on the defense, makes the catch, takes that for about 63 yards, and that touchdown from Levy gave Western the lead by one, and then they would fail to convert the extra point, and that's where we stand, 13-12, 1 point lead for the Western Panthers. And we did see a couple of things come to fruition that we had said from the opening, that Jackson would have some mistakes that hurt them, and really it was just that one drive. Other than that, not bad as far as pre-snap penalties and mental errors for Jackson, and that's why they were able to score on two drives, not hurting themselves with penalties. And I think we saw that a little bit with the Panthers too, although they were able to kind of manipulate Jackson's aggressiveness on the third and fourth and short, getting the offside penalty, and knowing that that's kind of the way they're going to attack. The pass was kind of a shock. I think we both thought that maybe Western would try to run the clock out and get into the half without giving Jackson another chance, but instead turn it into a big gain and a touchdown and give themselves a lead and a little momentum. They're going to have to come out and start on the defense and Jackson's offense. Western has not had an answer for Ramirez yet.
No. And even like we had mentioned earlier, in the game, that he kind of has those play fakes. He fakes it to the running back, but we know he's not handing it off.
Right, and at some point, until he does give it to that guy and beat you, you got to go after him exclusively. Don't be fooled. Don't be trying anything else. He wants to keep it, and it's their best play right now.
And he's ran it up the middle. He's ran it on the outside. And they've had a couple of good play calls where they've taking that fake to the running back, then that running back turns into a lead blocker and springs him for a larger run.
Yeah, so we had some out-of-town score updates. Michigan Center all over Onsted was 34-0, I think.
27-0.
27-0. Oh, we had the other one was Adrian Madison over Grass Lake, 34-0. So Michigan Center, first half shutout, dominating Onsted. Meanwhile, Adrian Madison dominating Grass Lake. 28-14, Napoleon leading Columbia Central with 1:18 to go in the second. And then 28-21, Napoleon with 49. So that one continues to be kind of an offensive outburst and back and forth. That one might go down to the wire with Columbia Central and Napoleon on K105.3. That's all the scores that I think we have. But I think that's pretty great. So far, we've had a great game here. Very exciting back and forth. Give me one thing you need to see different for each team in the second half, Tim.
Well, you've alluded to that. The Panthers' defense needs to stop Ramirez. If you do that, I'm pretty sure they're going to be able to control this game.
So what do you do? How do you do that? I mean, how do you accomplish that? Is it bringing another guy in? Is it just, you know, spying him or something? I mean,
so you could, you could spy him. Yeah. And even, I don't think they're threatening much on the pass. So you can even keep a couple of outside linebackers on both sides of the field that you could kind of spy him that way with two players. You're not trying to have one follow because he's so fast.
Right.
You've got one guy trying to chase him down the other end of the field. It's going to be tough to do. But then for the Panthers on offense, if they could just figure out a little bit more of that passing game, because they're running the ball where they want, when they want to, but then some of those typical situations where you're going to be able to pass it, the defense is set to go for the Vikings.
Yeah, I would describe it as just a need to be a little more creative in the play calling.
Yeah.
And, you know, setting up, I think the Vikings will let you set them up. But you've got to be creative enough to figure out how to do that. And so we'll see if that changes at all. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break. And after that, we'll bring you This Week in High School Sports with the MHSAA. And before you know it, it'll be time for the second half of this game. Again, the Panthers lead the Vikings 13-12, although the scoreboard is blank. That's a problem. We'll see if they get that repaired when we come back on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
New sports start this school year, and some existing sports see changes. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Welcome back to another school year and another season of highlighting stories from across the state. This Week in High School Sports runs weekly through the end of the winter sports season. Let's start the new school year with the MHSAA's newest sport, girls field hockey. 36 varsity teams will compete for an MHSAA championship this year. On the very first day of play last Tuesday, Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, Farmington Hills Mercy, Ann Arbor Green Hills, and Grosse Pointe South were all victorious. The regional round for field hockey will start October 8th, and the championship game will be played on October 25th. Boys volleyball is the other new sport getting started this year, and that will begin in the spring. One sport seeing a change is tennis. Both the Lower Peninsula boys in the fall and girls in the spring will have all four of their division championships at the Midland Tennis Center. Each division will play over a two-day period, and all four divisions each season will compete over a two-week period. In the LP for the boys this fall, that means Division 4 plays October 15th and 16th, followed by Division 1 on October 17th and 18th. The following week, Division 2 plays October 22nd and 23rd, with Division 3 wrapping things up on October 24th and 25th. For more on the field hockey and tennis seasons, please go to MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Gaylord senior soccer players Lucas Hella and Matthew Vanderveer, who each scored twice in a 5-4 win over Petoskey, Gaylord's first win over the Northmen since 2019. Montague senior golfer Cadence Fox, she fired a 75 to win medalist honors at the West Michigan Conference Jamboree. That score tied the program record for all-time low round. And a Grand Haven volleyball player Mallory Vodashek, she recorded her 1,000th career kill in a match during the Lakeshore Classic.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Let's talk about a very unlikely but also very fun possibility on the golf course today. Golfer 1 is playing their approach shot first from about 100 yards out. Their shot takes two bounces on the green and rolls straight into the hole for an eagle. What a shot! Golfer 2 is next and has a shot from about 80 yards out. Again, after a couple bounces, it's rolling straight for the hole. It rolls into the cup, but because the first ball is still in there, it hops out and comes to a stop about 3 feet away. What's the ruling? It's still an eagle for the first golfer, but the second now has to putt from 3 feet out. There's no penalty, but the ball is to be played as it lies. Hopefully the birdie putt is good.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. On the football field, the MHSAA 11-player football finals are just a little more than 3 months away. This year, the even divisions, 2, 4, 6, and 8, will play on Friday, November 28th. The odd divisions, 1, 3, 5, and 7, on Sunday, November 30th. All of those games will be at Ford Field in Detroit. It will be a busy four-day stretch of football in Detroit with the Lions and Packers on Thanksgiving Day and Michigan State playing Maryland at Ford Field on Saturday, November 29th. The eight-player finals will be 1 week earlier on Saturday, November 22nd at the Superior Dome in Marquette. And for the first time, the eight-player semifinals will be played at neutral sites. Previously, those games were played at the higher-seeded school. Selection Sunday is October 26th, and the playoffs start 5 days later on Friday, October 31st. For more on football or any of the other seven fall sports, go to MHSAA.com or follow us on X, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Online at WKHM.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers. Just 90 seconds or so till we get ready for the second half as both teams have emerged and are getting loose again on the field. Band put on a spectacular show, although I was distracted the whole time. I didn't get to really enjoy it. I feel bad. The red, white, and blue student section staying full and active here during the halftime, and they're going to be big in the second half for energy for the Panthers on the field coming that direction. And they do need to get a little loud out here. It's up to these cheerleaders to get them fired up. In the meantime, 13-12, Panthers lead it. They're going to come right out. I have to come out on the defense and figure out how to stop Jaden Ramirez. I did want to note, you know, this set, you mentioned the field second year for this artificial turf at Western, and as a, you know, a resident out here and having been to this to call games for a long time, if there was any field in Jackson that really needed some kind of a upgrade, it was out here. That was, and I got to come in early and I walked right across the field just to experience it. And it's, oh man, I could walk without looking down because I knew I wasn't going to trip because it was an even flat surface that you couldn't say that before. Just a lot of football had been played out there, and you know that you do some grounds work. That middle part of the field right there inside of the 20 just takes a beating.
That is the toughest to keep. Well, I should say maintain.
Because yeah.
Sometimes you just don't get grass.
Right.
Sometimes and it gets wet, and you're practicing sometimes in the early morning. There's still dew on the ground. And, I mean, it just it's so hard to do it. And speaking from experience, it's not fun when you're at a game and you see a field in the condition that was. But it was nice that the community and the school kind of came together and decided to do this, which in long term, yes.
Yeah,
it's sustainable.
And even just thinking of earlier today, I don't know what it looked like out here, but over at the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters, rained pretty hard. And so that would have been a case where this field would have been a little more muddy, a little bit less reliable. And instead, the drainage out here is fantastic. The field is as good as it ever is. And so that, you know, it's nice to take that out of consideration for things you have to worry about as a coach.
Yep.
And you can come out here and just play wide open football. And I think Western's going to need to do that in the second half. Definitely open up the playbook a little bit because Jackson did seem to be on to what their play calls were going to be there. It wasn't much variation in where they were running to or what they were doing as far as play fakes or anything. And we did see a couple, like I think we had an end around from Western and, of course, that pass play that went for the big touchdown. So we'll see what they're able to do as far as play calling. In the meantime, right away, we're going to get to find out if Western's got an answer for Jaden Ramirez as they kick off to start the second half. 13-12 again, the lead for the Panthers. And two Vikings back to return. Last time, the return didn't matter. Harrington kicked it into the end zone. We'll see if he's got the boot for it this time again.
The flags are not moving on top of the goalpost.
Now, we can feel just a little breeze at our back, but that would be blocked by the bleachers down at field level.
I guess we got to use up the 3 minutes.
An extra 3 minutes at the of halftime.
Yeah, they didn't do that again as they normally do. All right, well, it's perfect for us to take another two-minute commercial break. We'll come back and get the second half kickoff ready to go. 13-12 Western leads on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area, is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
All right, now we're ready. They switched sides again here on us. Western going, kicking off right to left on your radio dial and back to return the Vikings. And this kick is a low liner. It's going to be fielded and goes out of bounds. The sideline off the hands of the Viking player. He probably should just let that slide out of bounds. Try to pick it up and return it.
That low line drive kick is really hard. It's like trying to catch a knuckleball.
Yeah.
It's not spinning or spiraling.
Live coverage tonight brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union. Improving the financial quality of your life. And so that spotted at the 11-yard line. Maybe a little mental error there. Worst starting field position for either team at this point in the game with 12 minutes on the clock and a 13-12 Panther lead. Boy, those must be new bulbs on that scoreboard. That looks great. Nice and bright and easy to see. I like it. The Vikings jersey is not the same. We have a hard time catching. Some of those numbers are tucked up under the shoulder pads, it looks like. Snap to Ramirez, and he's going to keep it on the end around. And well, the question we had earlier, will they be able to stop him? And right now, one for one, stopping him for a loss, taking back to the 5-yard line.
Andrew Parrott, well, he was paying attention in the first half. I think he knew what was coming in the second half.
Zach White, loss of five, second down.
5-yard loss, good quick play from that defensive end.
Yeah, second and 15, just outside of the 5-yard line, so but not quite the 6. Second down for the Vikings, and they come again. Shotgun, couple of wings bunched up at the just on the end of the right side of the line, and they're going that way. Ramirez looking to throw. Under pressure, gets it away. Picked off, touchdown! Willis, we get a flag in the end zone. And I don't know what that call is going to be. Willis picked it out of the air and stepped in 2 steps into the end zone. Under pressure for Ramirez, but we're going to get a personal foul against Western. And that might take points off the board.
That ball just fluttered up there forever. But Willis in the right spot.
How's that going to work out? 13-12 right now. Willis intercepting for a touchdown. Roughing the passer is going to take that away. So a moment of joy for the Panthers erased by a roughing the passer call. And
that's a hard ask for the defense. As mobile as he is and as much as he's been running the ball, rolling out to his right, aggressive defense, but then...
So after the penalty, first and 10 from the 22, Jackson helped out by the penalty, and now Ramirez with the run, and he's going to get to the line, get brought down for maybe a 1-yard gain, and a flag comes flying in. That official, that's one of those where, like, hey, take it easy, don't throw that right at the kids, man. That's going to be a hold against the Vikings now.
It was pretty aggressive, wasn't it?
Indeed. Right into the pile. It was that kid.
Yeah, they don't really call out numbers of the penalty. It's always easy to know because he's the one that gets hit with a flag.
So after the hold, it's first and 20. And they're from just outside of the 10-yard line. At about the 11. A little end around handoff for Jackson. Gets to the edge. If he's able to turn up field, he does. Breaks a tackle to the first down marker and then some. Out of bounds at about the 42, but a huge gain on first and 20. Moves the chains and then some.
Kylan Davis quickly got around the outside.
And there's a flag again way back by the 20-yard line, where you'd expect that to maybe be a hold. And that would be important if he's trying to get around the end and he's held on the play. That is the call. So that all the momentum. Wild manic shifts in momentum here as the elation of a pick six taken away from Western. Now, what would have been about a 35-yard gain taken away for Jackson. And now it's going to be first and 20.
All right.
Half the distance from there. And so, yes, first and 25. Well, they didn't.
Going to be at the 11.
They do have it at the 11. So it's from the spot of the foul, I guess. That's where we're at. First and 20 again.
Maybe they know something I don't, but I thought that already was right, the line
that
of
was
scrimmage.
So no penalty. I mean, it does take away 40 yards, essentially, but shotgun here, Ramirez. Just one back with him. The bunch is to the left. It's been running toward that. In motion, though, and a sweep. Not going to get to the edge. Coming up to make the tackle. Didn't pull him down, but made the hit to slow him down on the play. And Western will run him all the way back to the 3. The forward progress is going to actually be at the 10, so it'll set up second at about 22.
I think that was Zach White that got there first.
Yep, he put the hit on the runner, who spun away from him, but reinforcements were right there. So
Andrew Perry with the tackle.
Slowed down the play.
So the Panther defense does seem to be a little more aggressive coming out in the second half than they were towards the end of the first half.
And I think they may be saying, hey, let's, you guys in here, we're all going in the backfield. One-on-one coverage might be enough on the outside. And, you know, defer to Connor Rozek and others out there to make coverage. Willis, who's been out there as a safety. And now we get a delay of game call
against the Vikings.
So they'll move it back even a little further. From second and 22
to
second and about 27.
Second and 26.
26 from the PA announcer.
Well,
it's on the 5, essentially. And the line to gain is at the 31.5.
Well, I don't know if we should keep harping on this, but mistakes.
5 on the clock. 4. They do get the snap. Ramirez looking to sweep to the left. Cuts it upfield. Breaks a tackle. He's going to get out to the 10. And a gang tackle. Might have moved it up to the 12. That does look like what the spot will be. So that'll make it 3rd and 17.
A little more manageable.
A little more. It's nice to see it moving in a positive direction for Jackson after a couple penalties. And really, Western answering the question we had to start the second half, will they be able to get Ramirez slowed down? They've done it so far. 9:20 to play here in the third. Still 13-12 Panthers on the defense. Third and long here. And I'll tell you what, the first punt for Jackson was kind of brutal, so you don't want to get in a punting situation for Jackson. Rolling out the throw. Ramirez now taking off. He's up the sideline and out of bounds. Where was he at? The mark is going to get him the first down.
Wow.
He needed 17. He got 19, and they moved the chains, and Ramirez again rolling out.
And that was all him in athleticism.
Never really under pressure in the backfield, but maybe nobody opened, and he just took off. And
tiptoed along that sideline. Just enough to get the first down.
Just found out my substitute and my golf partner, we came in second in the league this year, so made a little money.
Oh, all right. Congrats.
There's the snap. Ramirez rolling out to the left, looking to throw. Gets it away into the flat. Throw is short. Intended receiver on the play was Takai Estwick. And incomplete, so it'll be second and 10 for the Vikings. But I do like the Vikings have gotten a little more creative with the play calling here in the second half. not just relying on Ramirez and kind of letting him make the play when he's able or when he needs to. 9 minutes to play. They run off a lot of clock, keeping Western from getting the football, and they can't score if they don't get the ball. So a long, kind of odd possession here for the Vikings from as far away as, what was it, 2nd and 26 to now 2nd and 10 from their own 33.
Ramirez is on the sideline.
Taking the snap, a couple fakes and an end around, and hit by Willis. He's going to get three, maybe four when he leans forward.
Number two.
So Ramirez coming in, maybe a little hitching his giddy up. Oh, that's not even him.
No. So is it Kalen Davis?
Quentin Rawls, yeah.
He was the quarterback of that last play and took that snap.
We got a Panther down on the field. Looks like a cramp. You get a little bit of this humidity still in these early games. Not unusual to see some cramping.
Nope.
Get the pickle juice out.
Yeah, well, I can attest. I'd give it a try. Don't knock it.
I just keep it around so I can flick it on my sandwiches for flavor.
Oh, okay.
Pickle
yeah.
juice.
Yeah.
8:42 to play here in the third quarter, 13-12. Panthers lead it by one. And a little liquid refreshment taken out to the player. And I can't see who it is down on the field. It looks like Bobby Willis, actually.
Yeah, that is Willis.
Pulling him to his feet without bending his leg. So whatever they did to try to work out the cramp, didn't quite get it done. And oh, the trainer here at Western's good at it. So I'm sure she'll work on him. Meanwhile, trying to check on the status of Jaden Ramirez. I want to say I see him right there, but I don't. They're on the opposite side of the field from us. The lights are on here. We're at that.
No, the Ramirez is on the sideline still.
We're at that dusky time of the day where I can't see as well.
He's near the original line of scrimmage.
Ah, I see him. 8:39 to go. Clock running. 13-12. Panthers lead it. Third down and four for the Vikings. Different quarterback taking the snap out of the shotgun. Snaps high. It's loose on the field. He chases it down, but he's going to be chased down by some Panthers. Still on his feet. Look at that. He's going to turn this into a big play. Sideline sprint. Touchdown, maybe. Yes. All the way to the house from the 39-yard line. 61 yards. Broken play. Kylan Davis. Snap was high. In between the ball carrier, or would-be ball carrier, and the quarterback. The ball gets loose on the turf. Panthers hit him. He stays on his feet. Takes it to the house. Broken play turned into a touchdown and a Jackson lead 18-13 with 8:13 to play.
He broke the tackles and ran away from five defenders.
Wow. That's why you never quite give up on the play, offense or defense, because that could turn into a 61-yard touchdown, and that's exactly what we just saw. So with Ramirez, the main offensive weapon for the Vikings off the field, we get an end around on the two-point try, and he's going to take that in for the two-point conversion. 20-13 is the lead now for Jackson with 8:13 to play. 30-second commercial break after the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Kick it off when we come back on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers after what an odd possession. Jackson didn't do much right the entire time. Broken play that turns into a touchdown, so they keep the lead, and Western did everything they needed to do on defense except make that play on that
Well, that offensive possession started.
Was it the 11?
Yeah. And then they went backwards, and then they went forwards, and they went backwards again. And Ramirez, when he was in, had a couple of good runs and some nice plays. But what was that? Davis that came in, right? Which obviously did a very a good job of filling in.
And at least on that one.
Kind of did his own Ramirez type of play.
Nearly four minute time of possession. And 61-yard touchdown. But they go, officially, if you just looked at it, you'd be like, 13 plays, 89 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Nice kickoff. And has to go up high to catch it at the 10. Moves backwards now on the run. And covered at the 25. On the carry for Western was Charlie Stevens.
From their own 25.
And Antonio Williams again on a special teams tackle.
8:07 to play here in the third quarter still. And Western, with their first possession of the second half, find themselves behind by 7.
Well, you've got one more question to answer. We really haven't gotten to see Western's offense.
Yeah, and it's more dire than ever. They need to come away with some offense here to at least flip the field, but really you need to score. And Levy's going to keep it on the option play on the first possession and turns that into a big game, runs it off the left side, gets the edge, takes it over the 40, and down to the 43-yard line. First and 10 Panthers from there.
Caleb Gibbs chased him down from the other side of the field.
Clock running now to 7:46. 20-13 again. Jackson leading Western, but coming out with a big play on their first play of the second half. Lining it up here. Again, that kind of pro form. Shotgun running back to the left is Willis. Levy to take the snap. And does. We had movement. I don't know if that's going to go.
Flags on the play.
Against Western. That is the call. So, again, you get that nice big gain and then hurt yourself with a pre-snap penalty procedure issue. So back to the 38-yard line now for Western, first and 15.
You think you're going to have some sort of a good offensive possession to move the ball down the field or...
Right.
Run some clock. You don't want the other team to have the ball.
Willis picking through the defense. Going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And then a couple more down to the 45. That'll bring up second down and 8 now for Western.
Jacob Worthy on that tackle.
Good patient run there by Willis. Kind of looking for the blockers and getting 7 yards on the play. And you wouldn't mind if you came up here and it was second and 3. But that's that 5-yard penalty hurts you. There's a handoff and or no keep by Levy. What a fake. Levy breaks out of there and out of bounds and hit out of bounds. That should be a penalty flag.
Well, there is one down back here at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it could be a hold. And maybe that's why they don't blow the whistle down at the end of the play, but Levy had gotten loose from the pile and going down the sideline, stepped out of bounds, and then had taken about 5 yards more while out of bounds, and then someone came and tackled him.
That one was hard to tell who had the ball, and then you realize who was running the fastest. It was a mass of humanity right there in the middle of the field.
And after all that, we're going to get a penalty against Western and move them back even further. So a couple penalties on this drive early for the Panthers have really stalled it out, or it feels that way. And it's a holding call, so from the spot of the foul.
The Panthers coaching staff is still arguing the out-of-bounds hit downfield.
And, I mean, talk about the fact that that, you know, it ended up being erroneous to the play with the holding penalty, but it's still, they don't know that.
Right. Yep.
And it's still, you know, unnecessary roughness. So after all that, a second and about 15 again.
All right.
Back on the 38-yard line.
Now.
There's the handoff, and Jackson coming in like a unleashed on the ball carrier is Brody Parrott, and he's stopped for a loss.
Really good
about
pressure.
One.
That interior line, it couldn't do much, that inside run.
They do put it back to that original line, or that previous line of scrimmage, making it third and 15 after the play, 6:08 to go.
Well, this is one of those obvious passing situations.
Yeah. 20-13, Panthers trail, 5:54 to play third quarter. Three receivers right, one left for Levy. Takes the snap, rolling out, looking right. Unleashes a throw. Had an open guy. Throws a little low at the 50-yard line. Incomplete. Intended receiver on the play is Charlie Stevens. And that'll bring up fourth down in a punting situation for the Panthers. Just, again, a drive that had some momentum right away. Big carry by Levy and then penalties.
Yeah.
Slow it down. And we hadn't seen Western make that many mistakes in the first half. They do here and puts them behind the eight ball. 5:41 to go in the third. 20-13, and they got to kick off to this Jackson Vikings team who, despite Western's best efforts, have been able to score regularly here in the game.
Not a critical possession, but one that you were hoping to gain a little momentum from.
And that's back for Parrott to kick it away. Bit nice high punt. Takes a bounce and goes the Panthers' direction. Takes a really nice secondary bounce. Gets out to the 26. So that's where Jackson will take over. First and 10 on their own 26-yard line on the left hash.
Is down.
And when I say, I know we've been touting Brody Parrott a lot as a ball carrier, but Andrew Parrott plays wide receiver and edge and the punted there, and he's big.
Doesn't really have a size here.
No, I wish we had some stats for him, but I'd put him at about 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah.
220, 230.
Yeah.
It's a good size kid. And seems to have good mobility out there playing that edge rusher position.
He's doing a good job of containing the edge sometimes when Ramirez has made his way out that way.
He's on the right side to defend as
the Ramirez offense comes back out there.
No, it's not. It's again, Kylan Davis taking the snap and throwing quickly on first down, incomplete. It's a quick out to receiver over there and threw it low. There is Ramirez. Now I see Ramirez on the field.
Is it me or am I getting old?
No, I think he might have been out there. And maybe they ran like a little wildcat kind of thing to Davis. Now Ramirez is in the backfield.
Oh, yep.
But, again, it looks like he's in there as a runner. That is the case. So Ramirez, the running back, the snap goes in a sweep. No, a keep by Davis. And he's going to get brought down at about the 30, 31. So in second and 10 there, they get about five, and it'll bring up third down and five. So just a shift on us as they
Brody Parrott able to get in there to tackle him.
The sophomore Kyle Lynn Davis taking snaps with Ramirez as the running back.
Davis is carrying tackled by.
That's an interesting offensive possibility with maybe Ramirez takes the snap this play.
One more thing for the defense that needs to pay attention to.
Snap is a little high to Davis, rolling out to his right and now pulling down to run. Breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet, cuts it back into the middle. Now looking to bounce it to the outside. Bounces back inside. Gets a block. Freedom up to the 25. 20. Cuts back in against the defense. Taken down at the 14-yard line. And Davis showing the big play of possibility and a flag all the way down back here at the 40. So we'll see who that's against. Seems like it would be a hold. So we may see this one walked back. But a big gain again. Davis has big play ability after taking a broken play 61 yards for a touchdown. Almost did it again, but personal foul against Jackson.
Definitely not what you would want to see as a Jackson Viking fan.
We have 4:32 to play here.
There's an offensive lineman pleading his case to the officials.
4:32 on the clock, third quarter, 20-13. Jackson leads it. It's their football after the penalty, so they'll walk it off.
All right, looks like it's going to be marked to the 20.
And they take it back to the 23.
23-yard line, sorry.
Last score update, Michigan Center well in control.
Like it's going to be third.
What do we have, 36-0?
34.
34-0.
Third down
and 36. 15. Oh, I got 36-0 here.
Like Ramirez is back.
Yes, you're right.
And then we had another 34-0. Madison was over to Grass Lake. Both of those, Grass Lake being shut out, Michigan Center shutting out Onstead. We had a good one for Columbia Napoleon. We'll get an update on that if we get an opportunity. But now third down and 12. Here for Jackson with 4:16 to go, and Davis looking to break a tackle in the backfield. Does, spins away from one, but they can't get away from the other guy. Great tackle there as Davis is brought down and bring a fourth down for the Vikings.
Dexter Vitido
getting the credit for the tackle, and it really was a good tackle because Davis is not easy to hold on to.
No.
But able to clutch onto that jersey and bring him down. And that'll bring up fourth down at about 14, 15.
Jackson's offense seems to be the same, just with a different player in control now.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the Panthers' defense is playing it very well.
There's a score for you. 36-21, Napoleon leading Columbia Central with 3:45 to play in the third. We get a timeout from the Jackson sideline as the punting unit came out. 3:27 to play. Let's take a 60-second break here in the third quarter. Panthers get it back when we return on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Punt fielded at the 50, takes it to the left sideline, pushed out of bounds at about the 35, but another hit after that, and this time it does get a flag, so I think we're going to get a personal foul on that one and maybe add 15 to the end of the play. Returned by Jack Barnes.
Against Jackson, it'll be another 15 yards.
Live coverage tonight brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. So starting position at the 35 becomes the 20. And that puts Western in the prime position here to erase that seven-point deficit.
You get the feeling there's just as many penalties as there are plays.
It certainly has been that way. And I'll say this, Jackson, looking at the year and the special teams, that's going to be a problem if they don't move the chains a couple times and flip the field through the offense. The special teams is going to really have to improve that punting game, or they're going to give a lot of short fields to a lot of teams this year. Hand off to a new running back on the field on the play.
Nick
and they
Trudell?
Go to Nick Trudell.
Tackled by Jaden Ramirez.
And they're going to spot that down to the 17-yard line. So 3 yards, second and seven. Left hash, 17-yard line. Behind the gain is right down at the 10.
Looking for Willis. He is on the sideline holding his helmet. Still walking with a little bit of a hobble.
Snap into the backfield. They fake it to Parrott. Levy keeps it. He gets past the 15 down to about the 13. 14 is where they'll spot it officially, so it is going to be third down and four now for Western.
A hard tackle by Worthy.
Yeah, we know Willis had had a cramp. He was down for a little while on the field, and I even saw him stretching out at the trainer's table and other stuff, so we'll see if he's going to be able to get back in the contest. They need him as another offensive weapon. Third down and four. And for Western, this really is four down territory. So they got two tries at getting that line to gain, particularly if this one goes for positive yardage. If they were to get, you know, make a mistake or have something happen in the backfield, they may try to kick a field goal from here. But Levy looking to throw a quick kind of bubble screen to Parrott, and Andrew Parrott showing the soft hands and taking a licking, but getting it to the line to gain and moving the chains. First and goal for the Panthers now. That's the first time we've seen that kind of just a quick wide receiver screen to Andrew Parrott.
And using that big frame we were just talking about, not an easy one to bring down.
Yeah, he's listed as wide receiver, but he's got tight end vibes with his build. Like he's wearing that number 88, like he's Mark Bavaro out there. I think Bavaro maybe was 80, but anyway.
I don't think
that's
an
old school
reference.
Nobody
anyway.
Cares. Nobody knows that reference. The snap goes low. Levy keeps it, and then we're going to get a stoppage.
I don't see. The 14, loss of 5 yards on the play. Second down and goal from the 14.
Just call a pre-snap legal shift or something.
Didn't see a flag?
No, I still don't see a flag. Just whistle it dead? Delay of game, maybe?
They whistled it dead after the snap.
We got 40 seconds to the end of the quarter here. Panthers will run one more play. We got 12 on the play clock. And it is Levy with Parrott in the backfield. And 1 second, and they get a timeout before the play clock ends. With 18.8 seconds, and they throw a flag. So that'll be a delay of game, but I legitimately saw him signal timeout to that official.
Or did they? Well, the Panthers are running to the sideline. Yeah, they called delay of game.
Delay of game is the call.
And then give them the timeout after the
Western delay of game.
I wish I could hear what was going on down on the field.
And now they signal timeout. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think we're the only ones confused. Can hear a couple of fans in the stands. Yeah.
I mean, I saw one on the play clock after he signaled timeout to the official,
yes.
And the official didn't do anything. Then he threw a flag, and then they gave him a timeout. That doesn't make any sense to me. Is there some rule about the quarterback not being able to call timeout or something that I don't know about?
No. The quarterback is, that I know of, is able to.
So now it's second and goal from the 19.
I don't believe they've moved the ball back, though.
It's there on the 19. And it was.
It was there on the 14 before.
Yeah. They gave him a 5-yard delay of game penalty. He signaled it. It doesn't make any sense, but there's the snap. Levy's got it. Fakes the handoff, now throws it. And
Parrott with a nice catch.
Did he catch it?
Yes.
I thought for sure he dropped it. That's a really nice, showing off the soft hands, and they'll spot it at the 11.
He had to reach
third
down
goal from there.
About around his knees to make that catch, but yeah.
And there's the end of the third quarter, 20-13. Panthers trail. They got a big third down play coming up from the 11. We'll take a 60-second commercial break, the fourth quarter coming up on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. 12 minutes to play in this one as the fourth quarter gets ready to start. Our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Also, thank you to Bailey Excavating. Thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, and Tom Coffee Soft Water. Third down and 11. Goal to go here. Levy out of the shotgun takes the snap, rolling out to his left. Pressure coming. He lets one go to the end zone. It's open. Caught. Did they signal touchdown?
Charlie Stevens.
Charlie Stevens just went to an open spot there in the front of the end zone. And with pressure in his face, Levy let that go. It seemed like maybe a little bit up in the air. But Stevens was all alone, made the catch, hit as he caught it, makes the touchdown, and put six more up. We got a one-point game here, extra point pending. Harrington with a chance to tie this one at 20. One of the oddest quarters of football I've ever watched, that third quarter. Penalties, weird calls, and in the end, Western able to score and tie it up if he makes this extra point. And that one right through the uprights and might hit a bus back there. He put a lot into that one. So 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, we got another touchdown, 20-20 tie. Touchdowns brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM for heating and air conditioning.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Boyle Tim Reimers after the Western touchdown and extra point ties this at 20. Out-of-town scoreboard, 42-21, Napoleon leading Columbia Central, nearing the end of the third quarter in that one. Michigan center Hinkle going off for maybe a career day, 300-plus yards, four touchdowns of 60 yards or more, 42-0 lead for the Cardinals over Onstead. This kickoff is a boomer from Harrington. That's going to hit
the end zone.
Yeah. Energized there. This Panthers team gaining some momentum on their home field. The defense did a good job in the third quarter, but again, broken plays turning into big gains for Jackson. Western's just going to need to get that guy down in the backfield. And, you know, that possession was really started by creating a turnover with a punt and getting great field position. It just took a really weird route to get to an 11-yard touchdown pass for Levy.
Jackson had that critical penalty on that punt that gave Western a little bit extra yardage.
Yeah.
To make it a shorter touchdown drive to get into the end zone.
Panthers, are we re-kicking?
Yes.
Kick it again.
I did not see. Oh, I see a flag. Far side of the field.
Come on.
But the way Harrington is kicking the ball, I'm not sure a five-yard penalty is going to make a difference.
Yeah. But again, just those little idiosyncrasies that just destroy the momentum. I mean, Western had all the energy in the world. Sucks out of the room because there's another, the student section over there going, wait, what happened?
Yep.
The announcer going, into the microphone. It's baffling kind of day. Harrington does put a charge into that one down to the six. Fielded there with some room to run out to the 25 before he runs into any defense. 28-yard line stopped. And brought down on the return. And that looks like it was Davis on the return for Jackson.
I believe it was Williams, number 65 for the Panthers.
And now it's another flag. It's from a hold against the return team. So the Vikings' starting position will lose to 28.
We might be here for a long time this fourth quarter.
Unbelievable. 11:47 to go here. And
coming back to about the
market. You don't want to see this because we've had some very good plays on offense and defense. Both teams are battling hard. And you just don't want to see the outcome affected because of these penalties.
First and 10 from the 17 for the Vikings. Another flag comes in. That one certainly was a false start. As, the receiver over here on the left was already to the 50-yard line before when they whistled the play did. That was, I mean, he's fast. No, don't get me wrong, but he's not that fast.
Maybe he didn't hear the whistle.
So,
he was the one with the false start that he was that far downfield.
Jaden Potts had a nice game tonight, showing off the speed there. So we move it back five more. First and 15 from the 12-yard line for the Vikings. Ball marked on the right hash. And Davis, the quarterback, it looks like, standing at about the 7, takes the snap, fakes it to Ramirez, now rolling out the throw, looking upfield, pulls it down instead, and that's where Jackson's been able to make big plays, is when Western gets out in coverage. Davis able to scamper into about the 12-yard line, which is back near the original line of scrimmage here. So gets about the 5 back from the false start.
Andrew Parrott had the tough task of trying to bring him down, and he was unsuccessful. I believe it was Gavin Etheridge that finally was able to bring him down.
So they'll mark that at the 17. Second down and about 9 here for the Vikings. And again, when they go back in that passing formation, and if he's able to hold on to it for a little while, the coverage gets away, and then there's not as many people up there to cover. That was actually a good individual effort by the defense. Now we get a fake sweep, and Davis is going to take it that direction, able to duck a pass, a tackler, fumble, and we got a battle for it. I don't know who they're going to give that to. They're saying Panthers. Davis brought down, fumbled. Panthers recover at the 20. Yeah, put on the 21 and first and 10 for the Panthers there. Davis, a little ball security issue.
He had that ball poked from behind. I wasn't able to see who did cause that fumble.
And that was just Davis maybe making a bad decision on whether or not to keep that one, because he didn't give it up, but he also just ran the same direction as the runner. Yeah. So didn't fool the defense in any way. They just put a hit on him in the backfield. They're giving credit to Gavin Etheridge on the hit. First and 10. Offense on the field at the 25. Levy takes the snap. Keeps. Runs in the middle of the line. All the way down to the 10-yard line. So again, after some kickoff penalties and issues for the Panthers, kind of stole a little momentum. They're getting it back here. Running right in front of the home student section. So a chance for these guys to get loud. Although you do that kind of like keep it quiet for the snap, keep it quiet for the call, but get loud when they make a play.
I don't know if that really matters for high school.
I think
does it
does. I think it's very important. Ford Field ask out here. This time gives to Brody Parrott. He's grabbed from behind, spins away from the would-be tackler, but only able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Vikings defense to continue coming with hits.
Antonio Williams had that fistful of jersey to slow him down a little bit. Got back up onto his feet, finished that tackle.
They do give him first down distance. They were at the 21 to start the drive, so the 10-yard line gained there gives him first and goal from the just inside of the 10, not quite to the 9. 9:38 to play. Panthers and Vikings tied at 20 right now. Western knocking on the door here. 12 on the play clock. Parrott coming in from the sideline. 8 seconds. Levy has had a couple delay of game penalties. 4 seconds. And there's the snap just with one on the clock. End around coming. He's going to have a chance. The end zone takes it in. 10-yard touchdown run, end-around handoff, Nick Trudell. And it's 26-20 Panthers. I don't see any laundry on the field. And it's been a while since we had a play without a penalty. We'll take it.
That one kind of seemed a bit odd to start. They had 10 men on the field. And Levy gesturing, waving his arms to the sideline. Finally get 11 men onto the field. Once the ball is snapped, I'm not sure the defense knew what was going on.
And that play clock went all the way down to one. Extra point attempt here for Harrington. 9:14 to play in the fourth, and Western takes the lead again, and there's a flag immediately. That's going to be against, looks like it's going against Western. That is the call. So I have at five yards to the extra point attempt.
We just have to do it from 5 yards.
What an oddball second half we've had, but entertaining nonetheless. Definitely giving us something to watch. I hope you're enjoying listening to us here on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
And some big plays. Kind of some odd plays. It ends up, I guess, on the right side of the score for each team, but...
from the 8-yard line here or so... The kick will actually be from about the 14. The hold is down, kick is up. He's got the distance. Did it go short? No, just over the crossbar to make it good. Our touchdown brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. The extra point brought to you by Just Enough Distance. 27-20 Western leads back at 30 seconds and kick it off one more time on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers, 9:14 to play here in the fourth quarter. 27-20 the Panthers lead after that score on the fumble recovery. Turnovers have been a story in this game. Early interception that Western's been able to overcome to take the lead. First turnover for the Vikings via fumble. Now a big kick by Harrington. That one's again high in the air and deep. Running back to catch it in the end zone, but a touchback. And Jackson High. The Vikings will look to regain some of that momentum they had in the first half with the offense. To me, for the Vikings right now, it's about no false starts.
Yep.
No penalties. Just go out and make these plays. Davis and Ramirez have shown they have the speed, athleticism to rack up big gains on run plays, but you can't hurt yourself with penalties at all.
A lot of these plays, it seems like the coach is going to call a play, but it's not executed very well, but there's a lot of athleticism that turns it into a positive gain.
Right.
And sometimes the defense is just scrambling to try to make a play with these athletic kids for Jackson.
Yeah, so imagine if you were running the play as designed with no mistakes. How much easier it is to use that athleticism. It looks like Ramirez is going to take the quarterback role this time, but he hands it off right away to Davis. Oh, no, that's a new ball carrier. He had about two on the play, and it's Gibbs with the carry there.
Dexter Vidito with the tackle. Doing a nice job in that linebacker spot.
8:50 to play, and second down and 8 yards for Jackson. It just gives the running back. Ramirez rolling out to his right, looking to throw it out. Looks like it's a run play. Gets to the edge, turns it upfield, up the sideline, into the open field at the 50. Knocked out of bounds there, but another big gain for Ramirez. Able to get that edge and then turn on the afterburners. Ramirez has kind of effortless speed, too. Like, he doesn't look like he's running that hard, and he's just gliding past everyone.
Kind of makes everybody else look slow without any effort.
I think when Ramirez went out for that little while, he might have had a cramp as well. He's got a little bit of a limp when he's walking. It didn't seem to slow him down running. First and 10 for the Vikings from the 49, just inside of Western Territory. With 8:26 to go, 27-20 Panthers lead. Shotgun for Ramirez. He's got three receivers to his left. We'll pause here, one on the shot, the game clock or the play clock, and I think we're going to get a delay of game. An official went through three almost signals before deciding the delay of game call. 5 yards, and again, there you go. That's that mistake that you can't have. You just had a huge play, and you go from first and 10 to first and 15. You go from Western Territory back to your own side of the field.
And Jackson is, they're not actually huddling,
right?
They're kind of a loose formation. Offensive linemen are kind of standing in a group at the line of scrimmage.
And they're holding up signs on the sideline. That looks like somebody flexing.
Yes.
Is that you?
No. Well, when I was younger.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Their snap's a little high. Ramirez able to catch it. Now pulls it down to run. He's going to try to slide through the line. He's going to get a gain of about two, but that's it. The spot just at the 48.
Brody Parrott able to bring him down.
Oh, yeah, they move it back to the 47. Still in the Vikings side of the field. Second down at about 14 now. With 7:48 to go in the clock running, Vikings trail 27-20. Our live coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Every touchdown tonight brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Also on the broadcast, Performance Automotive Northwest. Snap again to Ramirez. He's got an option play. Keeps. Smashes into the line. Gets back to that original line of scrimmage and into Western Territory. So that'll be third down and 10 from the 49.
Tough run. Fought through a couple of tacklers. Another penalty flag on the field.
There was some
little extra at the end of that play.
Chippiness, if you will, at the end of the play.
Flag on the play.
Personal foul is going to go against Western.
Automatic first down.
Yep. And a lot closer to erasing this lead that Western's worked for. That's those things that you just can't. The coaches hate it. And, you know, Coach Bentley will go out there and defend his players and, you know, question the call. But really, he's going to be in that player's ear later saying, what are you doing?
Sometimes your emotions need to be in check. Some situational awareness. Mm-hmm. You have a lead halfway through the fourth quarter. You're just giving them extra yards.
So first and 10 from the 35 for the Vikings. Davis back on the field there, going in motion, now going back across the formation. Ramirez not taking the snap yet, 8 seconds on the clock. Is he rechecking the play? And now they're going to have to take a Vikings timeout. They did give him, so we know the quarterback can't call timeout because they did give him the timeout there. 6:54 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it here.
The officials are making me question.
I know. You start
my
going, skills. Do I know what I think I know about football?
I mean, can I be an official? Yes, and I do encourage others to be an official. Yeah. And then well, maybe there's some new things that I don't know.
Yeah. I always wonder, and, you know, we're not in, I'm not in the know the way the officials are, and I'm not certainly not down on the field to see. I mean, sometimes we maybe have an advantage from our vantage point up high to see the whole field. However, yes, we can't compare that to their vision on the field and what they call, and again, what they hear or see.
And we are unbiased as to which team to root for, so we can't say, oh, I agree with this coach or I agree with that coach.
I do when I think I'm, but again, the officials overall, they do a great job. And again, if you want to be critical of the officials, put the hat on yourself and try it out.
It is a lot harder than what you would think.
Shotgun here, four wideouts now in motion from across the formation. We're going to get a pre-snap penalty there for motion.
Illegal procedure against the Vikings is the call.
6:53 now on the clock, 27-20. Another flag, pushing it back to about the 39-yard line.
5-yard penalty, still going to be first down. First game at 15 from the 39.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I do think I know one discussion the coaching staff will have with their team. Pre-snap penalties.
Jackson now set here, 15 on the play clock. Shotgun taking the snap. Ramirez, just a dive play for the quarterback. No trickery there. And he's going to get about six. They'll get him back to the original line of scrimmage, make it second and 10.
Carter Fullerton, the tackle up the middle.
Yeah, we really have had just these possessions in the second half where it starts at the 35, let's say, and then it's still at the 35, and we've run six plays. You know,
yes. Time has been running off the clock here and there.
Yeah, 6:18. Ramirez taking the snap again out of the shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to run, just a straight-up run play. Trying to break a tackle. He gets inside of the 30 to about the 28, brought down. It's going to be short of the line to gain, but it'll bring up third and manageable.
Yeah,
3 yards.
Willis is back out there on defense. He must be feeling better. He was
finished off by Willis.
Spot's not as good as I thought. We'll say third and four. 5:49 to go, ticking down in the end of the fourth quarter here, and 27-20, the Panthers lead. Jackson seems to have the ball moving in the right direction, currently going back to that tried and true Ramirez run play.
So he is able to erase some of those penalty yards.
There's the snap. He's rolling to his right, looking to run, getting to the edge, turns it up, gets the first down. Ankle tackle made inside the 20, but first down, and Jackson continues this drive. And it looks like they're going to get it at about the 18.
Ran short side of the field.
Yeah.
He was kind of running out of real estate, running towards the sideline, and just put his foot in the ground and went upfield.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line for the Vikings. Gibbs, the running back. Ramirez, the quarterback. Takes a shotgun snap and looks to run right away. Shifts to the left side, turns it upfield, and then to the 10-yard line, maybe down to the 9. That's going to be second down at about 2, and Ramirez out of that shotgun's able to run 3-4 yards before anyone, there's even danger of him being touched. And so right now Western's got to do what we asked of them at the halftime.
Yep.
Figure out how they can slow Ramirez down again. Now we got another cramp situation on the field, it looks like. Trainer coming out to stretch that guy out.
Once they had Davis out there for the Vikings, they thought, well, hey, we might be able to figure this out. And then he goes and does his best to score a couple of touchdowns and a long runs. And then Ramirez comes back in. I'm like, oh, great.
And you get down to the 9, and I'm not defaulting that Jackson's going to score this, but the way Ramirez has been running, let's say they do punch this in, give it 2, maybe 3 more plays, 4:55 on the clock. A good chance Western gets it back with a couple minutes and enough time to make a drive. So at best, you know, they can tie it up at 27. Jackson maybe goes for 2 and make it 28-27. So this could be big.
Yeah.
And Western's got to figure out, well, can we stop them? Then we're fine. But if we can't, we need to leave ourselves some time, so I'll be interested to see the clock management here from Coach Bentley.
What's that scoreboard? Two timeouts for the Panthers, one for the Vikings.
Let's give him a big hand.
Which could come into play on a tie game towards the end of the game.
Right. So our cramp victim this time was Alex White. And he's on his feet walking off and uncomfortably, but I think we'll see him back in there. D lineman. Loosen up a little bit.
All right, here we go.
Unless it was more than a cramp, he got his bell rung, but I think he's going to be fine. She's going to go give him some treatment as Ramirez tries to get to the edge. Does. He's going to get the first down, so it'll be first and goal for the Vikings from about the 4 as Ramirez just takes that QB sweep and gets to the edge, or he gets as close as he can and is able to just cut it upfield. And again, it's gain without issue. If Jackson can avoid at this point any false start penalties or a holding call, I don't see why Ramirez doesn't score on this play.
And the Panthers have to know what's coming.
Yeah.
There has been no variation. It's been him to the right.
And there I thought I saw movement, but no call. Ramirez carries, and he stopped short of the goal line. The ball came loose at the end of the play. Western's got it. Let's see what the call is. Waiting on a signal. Was he down? I didn't see anybody signal yet.
It could possibly be a...
Vikings were still lingering out there, and the officials do signal it as a play.
So Ramirez was fighting for some extra yardage. They might have been discussing, had his momentum been stopped before... Mm-hmm. He had been stripped of the ball. But as he was still fighting for that extra yard to get into the end zone, the ball did come loose.
Huge play on defense for Western. 27-20 lead with under 4 to play. Now it's a clock management game where you've got to figure out how can we eat up 4 minutes and take this one home. A touchdown. Big play works too, but you just got to keep that clock running.
So here is the benefit of having Willis and Parrott sharing snaps at running back.
Willis in there now. Levy out of the shotgun, standing on the goal line. Snap is good. Gives it to Willis, cuts it to the left side, now gets to the edge, spins away from a defender there. And he's going to get about 9 yards at least. They had to throw that yardage stick down as all the contact was coming over there. The spot's going to be at the 14-yard line, so it'll be second down at about 1.5.
Just a good run from Willis. Just took that hand off and ran to the left side of the line. And
you mentioned Tim Jackson with just one timeout, so you got to kind of keep that in your back pocket and figure out when to use that. Right now is not the time. Second down and a little more than a yard and a half.
14.
I think the PA announcer here just having a conversation with the audience.
Timeout is called.
That's one of the good things about high school football.
So Western runs it down and calls timeout here. We'll keep it on the broadcast. Again, all of our updates, I don't even know the score now. Western, Grass Lake's going to lose 42-0 the final. Michigan Center with the win, and a huge day for Hinkle and his return to the field after a pretty catastrophic injury last season. They're counting on him a lot in that football, on the football team, but also he'll be a big player for hoops coming up too. So nice to have him back, and maybe some sort of a record-setting night tonight, it looks like, from passing in Michigan Center history. 48-21, Napoleon looking to close out. Columbia Central with 6:59 to play in the fourth. Again, Grass Lake was being shut out in the last update we had for our out-of-town scoreboard. Here we are, 27-20 Western, getting the ball back on a goal-line fumble from Ramirez. Forced by, again, staying on his feet, trying to get to the end zone, had it knocked away and loose. And I think, I want to say Willis recovered.
Yep.
So he's had a nice day on both sides of the football. When we start thinking about player of the game awards, he's definitely going to be a factor. Had a pick six taken off the board by a roughing the passer penalty.
A what-if scenario.
Second and two. Snap is good for Levy. He pulls it out of the running back spread basket. Keeps it. Spins away from the defense. He's got the first down. Still on his feet. Down to the 25 for Levy.
That's one of those things that the coach would tell them at a timeout. Whoever is running the ball, carry it with two hands.
Yeah. We don't need to fumble it back to them. 27-20, the lead now inside of 3 minutes in this tilt. Stay with us on the post game for our player of the game announcement, and we'll tell you what's coming up for our next broadcast. Thanks to Tim for stepping in. Is this one still in question? But looking more and more like it's going to go well for Western. But there's so many things. They play that shotgun, so there's always a chance the snap goes high. Although, I got to be honest, the center snaps have been great tonight, reliably for Levy. And he caught that one almost in motion. Runs to the sideline wisely.
Yep.
Goes down inbounds. He takes the loss, but again, keeps the clock running down to 2:19, and they'll be able to run that all the way down inside of 2 minutes.
The 40-second play clock is huge towards the end of a game.
So second down and about 13. Football at the 23-yard line on the left hash. Western huddled up 18 seconds on the play clock, and we're down inside of 2 minutes now on the game clock.
Jackson can get a stop on short yardage under 2 minutes. Use that one timeout they have left.
Levy takes the snap, hands it to Willis. He's going to dive in, maybe get it to the 25.
Brody Parrott is your ball carrier.
Which is about a yard. Oh, it was Brody Parrott on the carry, my mistake. And they won't quite get to the 25, back to the 24. So third down and about 11. So now you start thinking Jackson might get the ball back with a little something left on the clock if they can't convert here in third down. Minute 17.
Now, I'm no coach, but I would have used that timeout.
Yeah, I still think the Vikings maybe should be thinking about that. They're saving it here for fourth down. At the end of this play, they will call it. That's my guess.
You'd hope so.
Inside of a minute now, 58 seconds. There's the snap. The handoff, no, the keep by Levy. It's not going to get the line of the game, so it gets about the 33. It stopped. There's your timeout with 49.5. It looks like Jackson will get it back as Western will likely punt. Third down, fourth down and four. Fourth down and 4 yards would be, that'd be gritty. Kind of sneaky play for Western to go for it. They've had good punts. I think you don't do it, but gosh, even a punt return right now, you don't feel confident if you got Davis back there returning.
And I don't know. I'd say how much of a gambler they're going to be on the Panthers sideline.
48-29. Napoleon leads Columbia right now, as that's still got a few minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Looks like it's going to settle in for Napoleon, another Cascades Conference win over rival for the Pirates. They've had some really good years in the recent history. We got to go see them in a state semifinal game against Lumen Christi over at Chelsea, one of the coldest weather days I've ever been through. Certainly one of the coldest body temperature I've ever had. I haven't measured that over time, but I can't imagine having been colder than that.
Yeah, I kind of stopped measuring that myself quite a few years ago.
51 seconds where we'll end up. 27-20 Western leads. Punt coming. And you got Parrott on the 20, and the flag comes out. False start. So, again, that pre-snap penalty, that procedure penalty helps Jackson with a little better field position. If you're Western, you're at least glad that you've got the 7-point cushion, so there are scenarios where you, even if Jackson scores, you still come away with a win, but you got to go out there and execute, and that doesn't include a 5-yard penalty on a punt attempt.
Well, out of their touchdowns for the Vikings, I don't believe they've actually kicked an extra point.
No. So, you luckily get the 2-point try, so that still puts you on a, like, what's going to happen roller coaster. Could get real exciting here. 51 seconds. It's already been exciting. We get another false start penalty.
Flag on the play.
And indeed. Who's the culprit, and can we get that guy out of the game?
We would like to see how this game ends.
And you're just, again, it's just you're undoing whatever effort your offense made. They made the fumble recovery at about the 4. They got it out to a decent spot where you can get a good punt in. Now the field position for Jackson's going to be excellent.
Parrott is standing at his 10-yard line on this punt.
The punt is away. No flags. Good punt. And caught at the 42 and on his feet. Davis cuts it back to the sideline. Breaks another tackle there. They're going to bring him down, but down to the 35-yard line. Flag comes in late. You got to imagine that's some kind of
like a late
personal
hit.
Foul. Yeah. And so with 36.7 to go, Jackson might just find themselves in excellent position here.
They could be inside the 25-yard line.
Waiting for the signal from the official here with 36.7. Again, 27-20 Western in front. Jackson right now, without a penalty, it's at the 35.
Horse collar.
Horse collar tackle goes against Western.
Calls a horse collar tackle against Western.
Oh. Well, the explosiveness of this offense. Well, Ramirez specifically.
Chance to atone for a fumble. They get down to the 21-yard line after that penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The 36.7, that's plenty of time. But no timeouts for the Vikings. The play clock even running.
They had not whistled, yeah.
Snap is high. Ramirez chases it down. Still loose. Parrott maybe has it. Western signaling they've got it.
Vikings
got it. Parrott almost had it.
The clock is still
running.
But
the clock has to run 23 seconds back at the 37-yard line. Everybody back on sides. Ramirez takes the snap. Running loose in the backfield. Hit as he throws. Caught. Breaks a tackle to the 20. Brought down at the 18. 6 seconds. They can't stop the clock. They got to move the sticks.
There is a flag.
Player down and a flag in the backfield. They're going to get a roughing the passer penalty.
Ramirez.
And it's Ramirez still rolling. He did take a hit as he threw. I didn't think it was late by any stretch. He got it away to the receiver. Ran it down to the 18-yard line. The clock right now showing 4.3 seconds.
Jackson breaking on the play.
The pass went to Kai Estwick.
I had watched the pass after he released it. I did not see the hit on Ramirez.
So it did. The penalty did go against Western. Ramirez still down. Trainer's on the field. He's back at the 47-yard line. It really looked for a moment like Estwick might take that into the end zone, and we'd have one of the most exciting conclusions of all time. 4.3 seconds left. Western still up 27-20. So it looks like at least Jackson's going to get one more play out of this. Chance to go with something in the end zone. However, their number one playmaker, Ramirez, still down on the field. Was writhing. They've got him laying still now.
Well, remember, Davis did do a very good job of filling in for him in the third quarter.
I just get the sense that if you feel like throwing was going to be a thing, Ramirez did show a better arm than Davis.
But where is the ball going to be marked? And then when the penalty...
They got it at the 9-yard line right now.
Yes.
And again, 4.3 seconds, 27-20. Jackson trails with the football, first and goal from the 9. Looks like we're going to probably get one play. That's it, unless they put more time back on the clock or something. But
I believe that may have already been discussed. And then, well, I don't know if commentators should do it, but you don't want to say one thing and the opposite happens, or you say one thing and it does happen. But the way this game's been going, I just don't know.
In the big hand.
Yeah, it was, I don't want to say unremarkable, but certainly the first half went pretty smooth. It looked like a high school football game between two good programs. And then the second half came off the rails in the third quarter. It looked like it maybe got back on for a minute here in the fourth, and now just wild penalties and broken plays. And Ramirez is off the field, so he, again, the top playmaker for these guys. He's got Davis to take the quarterback snap. It's at the nine. We get two receivers to Davis right, one back. There are two guys on the line over on the left side, and now we'll get a official signal. Western's going to take their last timeout. Coach Bentley, see what he needed to see to have his guys ready for this, what should be the final play of regulation.
And I don't believe we did see Davis throw it all when he was.
I think he made a couple, like one throw out where he tried to throw on the run a little bit, just like a little throw ahead flat route, and it just kind of came up short. That's the only thing I can think of, and I can't, you know, I don't have precision memory. Could have been either guy, but
with the game on the line,
yeah,
you would try it, even as a backup quarterback. You do have some sort of skill to throw the ball.
And I don't think Ramirez is in any danger of coming in. I think he's over the bench with a towel on his head.
Yeah.
So you thought maybe with the extra timeout for Western, give him a little chance. So hopefully it's nothing serious and he's been able to be back next week. But it doesn't look like they're going to get him for what should be the final play here, 4.3 seconds. You never know. Another flag comes out. Booming sound here from the student section. The Panther home fans on their feet. Moving around crazy on the defensive line here. Davis ready for the snap. 15 on the play clock. Looking to the sideline. Takes it. Snap a little high. Rolling out to his right. Looking to throw. Does on the run. Double coverage. Intercepted the end zone. Bobby Willis finishes it. Flag comes out, though. Flag in the end zone. And we're not done.
I'm curious to see what this flag is for. That
could have been a celebration thing. Again, you hear down on the field the things that they hear that we don't hear.
The ball was
pass interference.
Pass interference against Western.
Oh.
How can
there be one play, I'm guessing, halfway?
I will never say anything bad about an official. But that pass.
And that official threw that flag from the opposite side of the end zone.
Yeah, that pass.
That never had a chance.
Pass, yes. It was the receiver was well away from that throw.
One more chance here for the Vikings from the five. Going out, looking to throw into the slot. Pass is low, incomplete. If I'm Western, I don't even put my hands up. I just look around for a flag. They get the win. Extra tries and all. Jackson can't quite get it done. They were 2 yards away from maybe tying it up. 27-20 is going to be our final here. Western holds on to win in a wild second half of football. Penalties, errors, injuries, but the final score, 27-20. Western gets the win. Let's take a 2-minute commercial break, and we'll head to the post game here on WKHM next. Again, Panthers 27, Vikings 20.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $300. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Tim Reimers on the postgame here. The final 27-20 Western holds on for the win. A wild second half of football with a lot of ups and downs. Tim, it did feel like the first game of the year eventually.
Yes.
Where just the miscues and uncertainty, some injuries and some cramps. It was an opening week of high school football. That's how it felt. Both teams did have some explosive, exciting plays and moments, and both teams have players that, if they fine-tune, are going to have great big years.
Yep.
Statistically, Western comes away with the win in this one. If they played five more times, who knows?
Well, it goes
either way.
Like you said, the beginning of the season, the penalties are going to happen, the pre-snap things, and there were a few personal foul penalties that you can't use the excuse of a first game,
right?
But I would like to see him play again.
I would. We could do this again next week, and I'd be here and loving every moment of it. And even then, it might be even more fierce because now you got a little bit of angst to come out and get the win back. But let's do it at Jackson's Field next time, maybe. But really fun. Overall, it's great to get back and watch some high school football. The weather ended up being pretty spectacular tonight, so the players had exactly what they need. You couldn't blame field conditions or weather. You just got to go out and play your best game. And tonight, that meant Western's going to win it 27-20, but Jackson doesn't have too much to be upset about. You do lose your best playmaker on the last play of the game when you did have a chance to, you know, tie it up or go ahead even, and so that's unfortunate, especially when you lose him on what ended up being a roughing the passer call, because that's extracurricular, and that's I don't think it was dirty at all. I just think timing of the play, and we see that roughing the passer call go sometimes where you just don't like it, but it happens, and it's the rule.
The aggressive defender, once the ball's released, you get that extra two steps, and maybe he took that third step and was still hit.
Offensively, Western, again, I think we feel like it lacked a little creativity in the play calling, but the consistency of it all was actually pretty good. The running game, we didn't see bad quarterback running back exchange. The snaps were all pretty great. You know, we didn't see Levy jumping up above his head at all to try and catch a snap. So those little things that you work on throughout the offseason, that was fine-tuned. They looked good on that. And so the running game is going to be a consistent item for Western. And if teams can't step up and answer that, they're going to have games that they win 17-0, you know, or 21-0, where they just control the tempo, control the ball all game, and just dominate teams. The defense stepped up when it needed to. I think they're going to have terror out there as a safety in Bobby Willis. He had he had a pick six called back. He had an interception in the end zone called back, and he had another another play. You know, I mean, he's going to be our player of the game.
Fumble.
Yeah, he's going to be our player of the game tonight, just for how valuable he was in every facet of the game, whether it was running the football and then on the defense. So,
and he returned kickoffs.
Yeah. Scoring wise, I had a 63-yard touchdown pass and an 11-yard touchdown pass for Levy. Receptions for Charlie Stevens on the 11-yarder and 63-yarder was, who did I have on that one? Was,
I don't remember who that was.
Yeah, was it Trudell?
Yes, Trudell had a run.
Oh, no, Bobby Willis had that. Remember, Bobby Willis gets the step and gets that first touchdown 63-yarder on the fourth down play.
Yep.
It was a really exciting moment in the game. So Willis, again, our player of the game. Levy had a nice job. He throws that interception early in the game. That's a mistake, something they can correct, though, and it wasn't like it wasn't throwing to a guy who wasn't open or something like, things where you'd go, he's not understanding the play. He saw the field, he had an open guy, and he just didn't execute the throw. But that, I don't think that's any cause to go, this quarterback doesn't know what he's doing out there, because he looked pretty good all game. And again, that turnover, but Western, pretty good ball security most of the game. And that's those little things that they did better than Jackson tonight that won it for them.
Yep.
Created a couple turnovers in the second half for the Panthers to get the win. Meanwhile, though, the Vikings have a couple of different guys. Who do you go to? Ramirez, you got Davis, and they're both running wild. And that's ignoring the fact that you also have other guys like Potts, who looked really good, Tekai Estwick. I think there are going to be weeks this season where Jackson's got any one of those four or five guys that can go for 200 yards and three or four touchdowns.
Makes it difficult for the defense to key on one guy.
Yep. We hope Ramirez is okay. I see him up and walking right now at the end of the game here, but we hope he's able to cure whatever ails him and be back at it, because he's an important part to Jackson's success.
Yep.
They start out the season 0-1, and they're in action next week at home. You get no relaxation for Jackson. They got to host Chelsea next week. They lost to him 35-0 last year. They'll want to come out and get a little measure of revenge against Chelsea. I remember that first year Jackson went into that SEC, and they just kind of went in there and tore things up. They'd love to get back to that position where they're the team to beat in that division, and they got a chance to prove themselves against Chelsea. Meanwhile, Western 1-0, and they have a home game again next week. Traverse City Central. Western beat them 30-20 last season, so they'll like to control that matchup and come back out here and win one at home for the home field, Western Panther fans. Our next broadcast, the professor is back as Lumen Christi hosts Pontiac Notre Dame Prep next week.
Yep.
That's a clash of the Titans over there at Spring Arbor Road. We'll look forward to being over there at the field and bringing you the live coverage about 6:45 Friday night, 7 o'clock for the scheduled kickoff, back in the friendly confines of that field over there with Lumen Christi. And always just a ton of fun. Great fans, just like they have here at Western. And I look forward to that coverage. Michigan Center wins 42-0. Big night for Hinkle. And he's going to, what do you say, 6 total touchdowns, I think?
I believe so. And he had a rushing touchdown.
Wow. Open up the record books for that kid throwing it around this year. A couple of competent receivers. And, they're going to be a dynamic offense. And apparently the defense not bad either. If you shut out any team, that's pretty good. Meanwhile, Grass Lake got shut out, or at least was getting shut out, by Adrian Madison. That was a tough matchup for the Warriors. And then the final over at Columbia, Napoleon wins 48-29. So they get out to a 1-0 start in the league as well. All in all, pretty good week one of high school football. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Tim, any final thoughts?
Glad to be back watching some football.
Right? Is that Lumen game on your schedule for next week? I know you like to pick a good game.
Yeah, it possibly could. It always was one of those. Columbia Central, Michigan Center might be a good one. Columbia Central might need to bounce back from this loss against Napoleon, so
yeah,
they might be looking to get back on the right track.
I don't want to give anybody any bulletin board material, but we did talk with Columbia Central. JTV had a media day over at Jackson High, and we asked Columbia who was on their they have circled on the calendar. Of course, they want to win this rivalry game with Napoleon, but I asked them, and they all first responded said Michigan Center.
Well, some of their staff members were previous Michigan Center staff members.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun matchup if you get out to watch that one. But, we're next week at Lumen Christi, and I can't wait to go over there and check out this matchup with a very good Pontiac Notre Dame prep team and, of course, a very good Lumen team. Was it three state championships in a row? Three trips to Ford Field for us. Will we be going there again come Thanksgiving time? We'll see. Meanwhile, well, let's wrap it up here from Deering Road and Parma Western High School. Shout out to Tanya. I see her walking across the field. I don't. She would not love if she's getting mentioned, actually. And, yeah, just nice to get it back out here. I'm my daughter went to Western and graduated, and I live out here, so it's good to see some familiar faces and take in the atmosphere. We'll be back later this year when Northwest visits, so look forward to that one on the schedule. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Have a great holiday weekend. Everybody be safe out there. Please. Thank you to Luke Moorhead, our presence back in the studio, for pushing the buttons and sliding the sliders. I will be leaving here, trying to go to sleep as fast as I can because I'm going to be back at 6 a.m. for AM Jackson tomorrow on WKHM, and then Talkback Jackson as well right after. University of Michigan football Saturday, 6:30 for the broadcast, 7:30 kickoff scheduled. You'll hear that right here at 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Spartans tomorrow night at Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We'll follow that up with a little Tiger baseball. So it's an exciting start to the football season this weekend. And then, of course, the Lions the following week. So it's just a great time of year. I don't want to say goodbye to summer quite yet, but if fall is what we got, then football makes it a little more bearable.
Yep.
So thank you, Tim, for making your way out tonight. And
of course, always a pleasure.
Thank you to our listeners. We'll turn it back over to our regularly scheduled program.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.